Joe Biden hasn't been seen since last Wednesday in Las Vegas, 4 days after the assassination attempt on President Trump. The signature on his memo announcing that he is dropping out of the 2024 election has been proven to be a forgery. And according to the artificial intelligence voice app 11 Labs, the recent alleged phone call from Biden was created using the app.
I know yesterday's news was surprising, and it's hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me.
Okay. Let's just go on old 11 Labs and see if that's really all they probably used for this. So, upload. There we go. And let's see what we got. Yeah, looks like they didn't even really try.
But Joe Biden has been missing in action for years. By most accounts, there has been at least three fake Joe Bidens on camera since his election. We have seen images that show Joe Biden with different earlobes, which would be impossible if it were all the same person. We have seen videos that show what appears to be a rubber mask with a rubbery chin.
Virtually every
shooting. Can't tell me this is normal. Look at his forehead. This is bullshit. That's a mask. That's a skin mask. It ain't normal. Look at it.
In the early 90s, former head of disguise for the CIA wore a mask as she briefed George H.W. Bush in the White House about the latest disguise technology. She fooled him while sitting at his desk.
I was a little paranoid. I'd never worn one of these masks before in public, and you get nervous. Nobody paid any attention, of course, so I relaxed. We went in the Oval Office. So I showed him some photographs of disguises we had done for him when he was chief of disguise. I said, you might remember these. He did. I said, so I'm here to show you the next level. He said, so show me. I said, well, I'm wearing it. And I'll take it off and show it to you. And he said, no, don't take it off. And he got up. He came out. He walked and he looked. He went behind me. He's checking it out. He went back. He sat down. And he said, take it off. So I just peeled off my face.
This 40-year technology was classified until a few years ago.
And this is the only photograph I ever got. So I'm sitting in front of the president's desk with my hand in the air. I'm holding the mask, showing it to him, and they airbrushed it out. So the picture in my library, I don't know what you would think I'm doing, but people say that.
They airbrushed a mask out.
Yeah, it was classified. They gave me the picture.
I've seen the picture, but you can't tell.
You're seeing the recent pictures because now we can talk about masks. A year ago, I could not tell you the story. It was still considered
classified.
Why could
you say it now?
Because they have allowed it now. Which to me, you know, what does that mean? Sources and methods are classified. This evidently is no longer classified. Perhaps they're not using these anymore. Or maybe they've gotten so good that what I'm saying has nothing to do with the new ones. I think that's more like it.
Let me ask you, how many times you guys made masks for presidents to distract the audience? Like, are there duplicates out there as well that we don't know about? Or we can't know the answer to that question? There's, you know, I don't know.
Saddam had all these.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking
yes.
about? We have a picture of Saddam in a boat on the Bosphorus or something with his 26 doubles. They're all paddling. It's like 26 Saddams. Have you seen this picture?
I have seen it.
They all look exactly alike. It's brilliant.
So we've never done that you know about.
No. There's a long, great history of presidents doing that.
Okay.
But I don't know that we've ever done that.
I got it. Okay.
While many are making a fuss about a missing U.S. president and wondering who's running the country, U.S. presidents have been missing for decades. All we've had in the White House for our entire lifetime is a puppet frontman for the military-industrial complex and the big bank bureaucrats who have turned America into Murder Incorporated. The forces running this country are still in charge. They are just looking for a new puppet to fool the masses into thinking America is the land of the free. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's Wednesday, July 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. We have Laura Loomer joining us in 54 minutes to talk about the president's health, among other things. Anything she wants to talk about, she's always welcome on the show. She can always talk about whatever she wants to talk about because she is unleashed. It is an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Harrison Smith will be back in the chair next week. I'm not sure whether tomorrow or Friday Rob Dew is going to be hosting, but one of those days I believe he is hosting, and we have other guest hosts lined up for you over the next 2 days. I'm going to be out of town this weekend for a funeral. And what a crazy, crazy world we live in, with cackling Kamala all over the news, bragging on video that she has secured enough delegates to win the nomination, but others are saying maybe not so much. You can go to Drudge and you can see that Drudge is reporting that Kamala Harris is 2 points ahead of Donald Trump, implying that she is going to win the presidency against Donald Trump on November 5th. But we all remember what happened in 2016. Hillary Clinton was up in all of the polls as well, but she didn't win, did she? And frankly, I don't even know whether or not Kamala Harris is going to be the candidate. I still think Roger Stone may be right. It could be Big Mike. Maybe RFK Jr. will sneak his way in there, but not everyone has gone together and universally supported this woman. We'll run some clips throughout the show just of gaffe after gaffe or stupid comment after stupid comment from Kamala. We'll also run some clips showing you things like Chuck Schumer trying to express his excitement to no applause except his own applause at a press hearing. But there's this interesting confidential memorandum to Team Trump from Tony Fabrizio, who is a very reputable pollster. And I am going to take the time to read this. The Harris honeymoon, basically implying that we're in the honeymoon phase for Harris, and it's going to go away before the Democratic Party proceeds to its second divorce, its first divorce with Joe Biden, its second divorce with Kamala Harris. It says, many of you have heard me refer to the upcoming Harris honeymoon that I expect to see in the public polling over the next couple of weeks. As I've explained, the honeymoon will be a manifestation of the wall-to-wall coverage Harris receives from the mainstream media. Coverage will be largely positive and will certainly energize Democrats and some other parts of their coalition, at least in the short term. That means we will start to see public polling, particularly national public polls, where Harris is gaining on or even leading President Trump. Obviously, the situation we find ourselves in today is totally uncharted territory and has no modern historical parallel, but there are some things that haven't changed. Due to the events of the past 2 weeks, including our highly successful convention, President Trump has seen a bump in his numbers in a number of recent public polls. Not surprising, given that most candidates historically receive some type of bump. Given what has happened over the past couple of days and her impending VP choice, there is no question that Harris will get her bump earlier than the Democrats' convention. And that bump is likely to start showing itself over the next few days and will last a while until the race settles back down. The Democrats and the mainstream media will try and tout these polls as proof that the race has changed, but the fundamentals of the race stay the same. The Democrats deposing one nominee for another does not change voters' discontent over the economy, inflation, crime, the open border, housing costs, not to mention concern over two foreign wars. Before long, Harris's honeymoon will end, and voters will refocus on her role as Biden's partner and co-pilot. As importantly, voters will also learn about Harris's dangerously liberal record before becoming Biden's partner in creating historic inflation. She cast the deciding vote on the Inflation Reduction Act. Flood of legal immigrants at our southern border. She is Biden's border czar. And migrant crime that is threatening our families and communities. She set illegals free who went on to commit violent crimes as district attorney. So while the public polls may change in the short run, and she may consolidate a bit more of the Democrat base, Harris can't change who she is or what she's done. Stay tuned. And I normally don't like to read entire letters or emails like this, but it was so well written, so articulate. I thought it was important to share that information with you because what we are seeing now is an advertising marketing phenomenon. We are seeing an artificial bump, an artificial inflation in the polls. And some of the polls are honest. Most of them are not. This is the establishment trying to convince you that she's winning, not the people trying to convince the polls that she's winning. It's actually the other way around. This is the backwards approach of the mainstream media, of the corporate media, of the private political press, which is the same as the military industrial complex, only instead of military operations for money, it's press operations for money, where they sell out the truth in exchange for power and money, just like the military industrial complex sells out human lives in exchange for power and money. This is the private political press, the private political class, the political industrial complex at work doing everything it can to prevent an outsider from becoming the president of the United States. But they can't change the fact that when Donald Trump got shot in the face, he stood up and yelled, fight, fight, fight. And in that moment, everybody knew. So long as they don't get a case of dementia or cognitive decline themselves, they will not forget that historic moment. And I don't want to belabor the point. I don't want to beat a dead horse. I don't want to show clip after clip again, akin to like 9/11 after September 11th. It was just planes, towers, planes, towers, planes, towers, planes, towers. I don't want it to be a campaign of bullet, ear, fight, bullet, ear, fight, bullet, ear, fight over and over again over the next 3 months. We don't need to belabor it. We just have to remember in our hearts what happened to the president of the United States and that the deep state was behind it. We've got amazing clips that have been breaking over the last 24 hours as well of what it looked like on the roof. Even body cam footage that shows the dead corpse of the shooter on the roof while blood drips down off, and Secret Service and local law enforcement discuss what happened and try to figure out what the hell went on. I mean, this is an unprecedented time to be an American. Oh, what a time to be alive it is. And Kamala Harris just proceeds to embarrass herself over and over again. And I don't think Joe Biden's dead, but we know he is dying. And in the context of this, while he's calling in with what's rumored to be an AI voice. I don't think his voice was actually AI in that call. I think it was him. I just think it was recorded and edited and maybe doctored up a little bit. But I think the guy's on his way out. If I had to guess what happened, I'm going to ask Laura Loomer about this in 45 minutes when she comes on. I think that he had a stroke on Air Force One 20 days ago or however many days ago it was that she reported on it and got so much backlash, unfair backlash, because it turns out she seems to have been right. And I think he may have had another one, which would explain why he was having a hard time walking up the stairs to Air Force One when he was going to go to seclusion for COVID in Delaware. I don't think he even had COVID. I think that was a lie. Or maybe he did, but it had nothing to do with his illness. But he could barely walk. And then on the phone call that happened a couple of days ago, we showed the clip of it yesterday. His voice didn't sound like AI to me. It sounded pre-recorded. Kamala almost admitted that it was a recording when she spoke after the fact. It sounded like he was slurring his speech, maybe because of a combination of pain meds in a stroke, but because of a stroke, it sounds like he has an injury on the left side of his body. I mean, famously, if you have a stroke, you struggle to feel the left side of your body. Your face included. It's harder to walk. Maybe you limp. Maybe you shuffle. It's hard for you to speak if it's attacked the speech part of your brain or if just the left side of your face isn't operating properly. He sounded like he was recovering from a stroke. And I wonder if we could find out. It's probably impossible when the last time it was that Joe Biden got a booster shot. But I know countless people in their 20s. No, I shouldn't say countless. That's an exaggeration. I know a half a dozen people in their 20s, healthy, fit, good-looking, young, vibrant. Do they get a booster? Within a couple of months, they have a stroke or an aneurysm. Family, friends who've worked in D.C., leftists, of course, they get the booster. They have a blood clot in their neck, brain aneurysm. Wow, we're so glad she's still alive. Her vision will always be impaired. Such an anomaly. Doctor says they don't know how it happened, but it happens sometimes. Are you kidding me? We've been talking about mRNA vaccines and strokes for years now on this very network. And every time it happens, they write it off as if it's an anomaly. But the people just aren't going to forget this time. Even left-wing comedians are coming out and making fun of these vaccines, how ineffective they are, how they try to give them to their parents because they want to kill their parents, not because they want to help their parents. I mean, I've heard joke after joke from mainstream comedians, off-brand comedians, sideline comedians about the effects of these vaccines. The people are waking up, folks, and don't forget, Kamala Harris was the least popular candidate in the primary election in 2020. She has done nothing over the course of the last 4 years to earn any popularity whatsoever. I can't think of a single speech that she's made, a single event that she's attended, a single accomplishment that she has reached that would explain any sort of a boost whatsoever in her popularity. The only thing that she's done since 2020 is she has been the vice president under an administration that's been terrible on every front. Housing is totally unaffordable. The border is completely open. The economy is totally trash. Everyone has to work three jobs instead of one job to make ends meet. Nobody can afford anything at all. Bankruptcies are up, defaults on homes are up, foreclosures are up, credit card debt is up, all the schools are terrible. Illegal migrants are either taking jobs or raping. I saw a report the other day in the context of the Democrats saying that crime is down, even though we know that's a misrepresentation of the statistics because the FBI changed the way that municipalities report crimes to them, and so they've been underreported to the federal government. So the numbers show that crime is down, but the fact of the matter is crime is actually way up. I saw a report the other day that rapes in New York City are up 300%. What? How is that? Oh, yeah. You import a bunch of illegal immigrants into a city. You put them all together in compact locations like hotels. You don't have any background checks. If they get arrested for a crime, they get released immediately. You're going to have an increase in rapes. I'm sorry. That's just what's going to happen. I'm not saying that all the illegal migrants are rapists. I don't even believe that 25% of them are criminals. But if 10% of these migrants are criminals, and 30 million of them have come across the border, that means that we've imported 3 million criminals in the United States. Was that like the size of two or three Austin, Texas's worth of just rapists and murderers and gangbangers and drug dealers? Just spread about. Then they go to all these left-wing cities, which defunded the police, another thing Kamala Harris brags about, because they get shipped to the Seattles or the Chicagos, or the New York cities, or the Austin, Texases, but they usually get shipped out of Texas if Governor Abbott can get his hands on them. These left-wing cities have all defunded their police departments. Nobody wants to sign up to be a cop because you wind up just totally persecuted and prosecuted and underpaid and just abused, and you have to deal with all this crap. Then you can't do anything about real crime because all the limitations from the city councils and the oversight committees on you. And so, yes, it makes sense that in every major city, crime is just rampant. Rapes are going up 300% because we're shipping all of South America, Central America, and the Middle East criminals to these major cities. It has nothing to do with their race. It has everything to do with the culture that they come from. When you're in the Middle East and 40% of your population is married to your first or second cousin, you're going to have kids that have mental illness like anger problems, behavior issues, IQ issues. Then when you ship them all over the place, the only thing they can do is commit crimes because they have all the same carnal base desires than any human being without any of the reason to supplant that or fight back against it. or when you ship people up from North or Central America who have lived in corrupt, gang-ridden environments their entire lives, yes, some of them are going to bust ass and make ends meet and start a family and make it work here. They're going to take advantage of the opportunities here. They're going to work so hard. I love immigrants that do that, but some of them are just going to commit crimes here in an environment that's conducive to that. And you have the left coming out and criticizing the right for using terms like replacement migration. But tell me, when you have Chuck Schumer literally going out and admitting that we have a population crisis in the United States, that Native Americans, we are Native Americans, those of us who are born here, Native Americans in the strictest sense of the term or expression, Native Americans are not having children at a faster rate than they are about to die off. It's like 1.6 for every two people or something like that. It needs to be well over two in order for a population to thrive and grow. And Chuck Schumer's coming out and saying, we have to immigrate the people into the United States because the people who are already here simply aren't having children fast enough. We've got this major retirement happening right before our eyes as the baby boomers begin to retire and die off. And we don't have enough workers, so we're just going to import them. And then we say, oh, so you mean replacement migration? And they say, whoa, that's racist. I'm like, yeah, it is. It is racist, isn't it? Against us. I mean, that was the coolest thing about the Proud Boys, right? In order to become a first degree Proud Boy, you had to say on video that you were a Western chauvinist. You could be black, you could be white, you could be Asian, you could be Hispanic, you could be any race, but you had to declare yourself a Western chauvinist. Somebody who believes in the superiority of Western culture. This is not an immutable characteristic. It's not racist. It is xenophobic. That's fine. I think xenophobia is probably the best thing that has ever come out of Western culture, because the culture that is the best should be afraid of and avoiding all the other cultures so they don't taint the melting pot that was American Western culture, capitalism, individual rights, and freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Keep in mind, folks, the country that had the greatest level of peace among religions was the country that protected freedom of religion the most. The country that had the greatest level of peace among political differences was the country that protected freedom of speech the most. The country that had the greatest level of peace among income and wealth disparities was the country that protected private property rights and capitalism the most. That was the United States of America, but now they're trying to come in, they're trying to shut down freedom of religion, they're trying to take away your right to defend yourself, they're trying to destroy capitalism, they're trying to destroy private property rights, and we see all of these seeping up tensions that never existed here before, and it's because they are eroding Western culture, which actually protects all of the minorities inherently because it believes in the individual over any group identity. So while the left embraces this identity politics, are you Jewish? Are you Palestinian? Are you black? Are you white? Are you Native American? Are you Muslim? Are you Christian? While the left embraces you identifying yourself by whatever group you belong to, and while it only strives to fight for group rights, something that doesn't exist, no group has rights, only individuals have rights. You don't gain rights or lose rights by virtue of joining or leaving a group. So this whole idea of black rights and women's rights is just BS. The only metaphysical truth about rights is that they belong to individuals only. No group has a right or any rights. There are simply only individual rights, and they're trying to erode the very notion of individual rights by throwing in group rights, creating division, debasing the entire culture, and then opening the gates while it's weakened so this virus that is just Marxism in all of its forms, whether it's communism directly, socialism, critical theory, critical race theory, any forms of critical theory, can seep in and just wipe out all of the remnants of what was most healthy about our culture and our civilization for centuries. And Kamala Harris is literally the embodiment of that, where she goes and she just identifies as an African American, and she's half black, but from Jamaica, half Indian, disregards that side. That's not going to resonate with the voters as much if I'm Indian. I mean, I wish it was feathers, but it's dots, so I'm not going to say anything about that. And female. And she's just embodied this diversity, equity, and inclusion mantra, which itself is a form of critical theory. It's a compensation for past social injustices, which catalyzes greater social injustices than ever before. This DEI candidate is the embodiment of all that is eroded about our civilization and, frankly, as sick as the American people have become, as eroded, debased, and just tarnished that the American people have become physically, economically, and psychologically, I still think that they are strong enough, wise enough, not to fall for it again this time. Because every time she cackles, everyone cringes. Even her own party, they'll act like they like her so much, but really? This gal? Really? This woman? And I don't want to be unfair and just show you gaffe and gaffe and gaffe, because anybody who's had as much airtime as Kamala Harris, anybody who has time speaking for hours upon hours to the public in city after city and campaign after campaign, you're going to be able to go and nitpick the stupid things that they said, the stupid comments that they made. But you have to understand that these gaffes of hers aren't just these fluke anomalies like anybody else would have if they were going to speak for hours for years on campaign trails. They are basically the status quo. Standard operating procedure for this woman is to go up and make a bunch of very senseless comments over and over again. And we've seen the clips of Elizabeth Warren over and over again at every single campaign rally saying, "And I got a scholarship for debate. Yay!" Over and over again, the exact same joke, the exact same hoorah, the exact same story from stage to stage, place to place, campaign to campaign, because it works. You focus group it. You just do it from city to city, but as if the internet doesn't exist and people aren't even going to know you're telling the same stories over and over again. We've seen that happen time and time again, but with Kamala, we see it too. But she says, "What's the line? What's the line? What can be unburdened by what has been," over and over again. But that's not the only stupid thing she's ever said. She's made just rambling after rambling about the nature of time itself, and she's trying to sound like Friedrich Nietzsche or Immanuel Kant or some enlightened philosopher with just some virtuous, almost religious level of wisdom behind her. And everybody looks at her when she says something, they're like, "Oh, so you're like off-brand Yoda. You're like Yoda, but instead of wise, retarded." "Oh, I get it. You're like Yoda. Okay. On a planet you don't belong. And instead of being kind of funny and adorable and honest and wise, as Luke Skywalker tries to discover how to take down the Empire, you're actually retarded and backing the Empire." I get it. Okay, thanks, Kamala. Thank you. Yeah, not going to vote for you. Oh, wait, I guess it doesn't matter if I vote for you or not. You're still going to be the nominee without a single vote from a Democratic voter, right? So you are like Darth Vader. You've just been appointed. I get it. Okay, yeah, she's Darth Vader. Darth Vader. Folks, we're going to get into more clips on the other side of this and into more news. Great show today. Laura Loomer coming up at the top of the hour. Very excited to speak to her. In the meantime, please visit InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air. We have some awesome, awesome partnerships that are developing right behind the scenes. But in the meantime, it's more important now than ever that you support us, because we do have to have record sales over the course of the next 30 to 90 days in order to keep this operation on the air. So if you've ever purchased something before, even if you're all stocked up and you don't need anything, please realize that now is the time of all times to go to InfoWarsStore.com and purchase something, because we need your support more than ever. The Republic is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. Freedom itself is under attack, and humanity is under attack. The way we fight back against that is by awakening the people, and the best place to wake the people up is InfoWars. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. These InfoWars MD products are amazing because we don't actually have to order the inventory in order to sell these to you, provide them to you, ship them to you as quickly as possible. So please get the organic ashwagandha with black pepper or the Joint Relief Max, both great formulas that I love and adore. It's not an expense. It's an investment in your own health, and not just an investment in your health, but an investment in freedom itself, humanity itself, by keeping InfoWars on the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and stay tuned for more on the other side.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true natural iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
It's your host, Chase Geyser, on the American Journal.
The American Journal, you freaks and geeks. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. Laura Loomer has pushed back 30 minutes. She's going to be late, but she's still going to be here, and that's all that matters to me. So stay tuned for her appearance at 9:30 p.m. Central Time. Excuse me, 9:30 a.m. Central Time. I fixed it already. Secret Service encourages Trump campaign to stop outdoor rallies. Oh, because they care about his safety.
No!
If they cared about his safety, he wouldn't have gotten shot in the face. They wanted to stop his rallies because they don't want him to win the election. I don't understand how people can read headlines like this and just take them at face value. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
better keep them safe. They just let go of Cheadle. So I guess security's probably pretty strapped right now, so better make sure he just stays inside or just doesn't do any rallies. That makes sense. We go to work, gonna go to work, gonna put on my khakis, gonna sell insurance. Come on!
How obvious is it? Secret Service officials encouraged Donald Trump's campaign to stop scheduling large outdoor rallies and other outdoor events with big crowds after the assassination attempt on former president in Butler, Pennsylvania, according to people familiar with the battle. Oh, stop campaigning. The best thing for you, Trump, if you want to stay alive, if you want to stay safe, please just stop campaigning. Just don't run. Just back out. Just give up. I mean, how do they think that this recommendation is supposed to help? No. You don't tell Trump to get off the stage. You rise to the occasion and you do your job. How many billions of dollars are allocated to your organization every single year? How many billions or millions upon millions, if not billions? I think it's over a billion is actually given to Secret Service every year. How is it that we can give $63 billion on Hitler's birthday to Ukraine, but we can't seem to figure out how to keep the former president of the United States from getting shot in the face from 400 feet away from a 20-year-old on a roof while Secret Service watches them from the window 20 or 30 feet away? Well, they just identify him as suspicious. Yeah, you know, maybe if you stop identifying shooters as suspicious, you identify them as a threat instead, then the president-elect, I'm just going to start calling him the president-elect, can start doing his job without worrying about getting shot in the face. Doesn't that seem like a good idea? Doesn't that seem like maybe the right approach is rise to the occasion and keep the president from getting shot rather than telling him to just give up or zoom in or Skype in to a rally? Please. Unbelievable. And I know others on the right have come out and said, look, they're going to try to kill you again, President Trump. Please just be extra careful. Please just don't have these events anymore. No. Screw that. Yes. He should be more careful. He should be safe. He should ensure and hire private security to complement the Secret Service scraps that the government gives him. But if he stops, that's weakness. And weakness does not win elections, especially not in this political climate. Weakness is the reason that Joe Biden had to back out. It's the greatest threat to our republic. Weakness. Weak leaders. You're scared of what a strong man will do. Just wait until you see what a weak man will do. Meanwhile, President Biden did react to the resignation of U.S. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle. Quote, Jill and I are grateful to Director Kim Cheadle for her decades of public service. She has selflessly dedicated and risked her life to protect our nation throughout her career in the United States Secret Service. We especially thank her for answering the call to lead the Secret Service during an administration. Our administration, and we are grateful for her service to our family. As a leader, it takes honor, courage, and incredible integrity to take full responsibility for an organization tasked with one of the most challenging jobs in public service. The independent review to get to the bottom of what happened on July 13th continues, and I look forward to assessing its conclusions. We all know what happened that day can never happen again. As we move forward, I wish Kim all the best, and I will plan to appoint a new director soon. What a nice little love letter to the person who failed to assassinate or allow the assassination of his political opponent. Yeah, we're happy to accept your resignation for failing to complete the job we were tasked with, the job of standing down and allowing for the assassination of the president. The fact that this rogue MKUltra shooter missed is an incredible disappointment. And though we appreciate your service and your attempt on the president's life, we are happy to accept this resignation. And we will, once we identify the appropriate candidate, find another candidate to appoint to the position that's more likely to succeed in the assassination of other political opponents in the future. Thank you so much for keeping us safe while endangering the lives of all of our political opponents. And we wish you the best moving forward. Love, Joe and Jill, love. Love you guys. Elon Musk denies reported $45 million a month pledge to Trump because he doesn't subscribe to cult of personality. Apparently, Elon Musk is not spending $45 million a month to elect former President Donald Trump, though he has created a new super political action committee to fund the Republican candidate, the billionaire told conservative commentator Jordan Peterson during an interview Monday evening. During the interview, which was hosted on Musk's platform X, Peterson asked Musk if he had shocked himself by donating a substantial amount of money to Trump's campaign. Of course, Musk had previously criticized Trump. Says what's been reported in the media is simply not true. Musk said, I'm not donating $45 million a month. But he did give his unequivocal, unshaking endorsement to the former president. And he did declare war on the woke mind virus in this clip from yesterday. In fact, do you have it ready? You were just rolling it B-roll. I would love to run the clip of him declaring war on the woke mind virus. Go ahead.
It happened to one of my older boys, where I was essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This is before I had really any understanding of what was going on, and we had COVID going on, and so there was a lot of confusion. I was told, Xavier might commit suicide if he did.
That was a lie right from the outset.
Incredibly evil, and I agree with you that people that have been promoting this should go to prison.
That's
so I was tricked into doing this, it wasn't explained to me that puberty blockers are actually just sterilization drugs. So I lost my son, essentially. They call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah,
the reason it's called dead naming is because, your son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead. Killed by the woke mind virus.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and there's lots of people in that situation now.
Right.
It's not pretty. And lots of demolished kids.
Yes.
Yeah, so, well, that's a good reason to be the final straw. All right, so let's.
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that.
So he's vowed to destroy the woke mind virus. The best way to do that is by supporting President Donald Trump. We cannot allow these leftists to hijack our republic, rebrand it as a democracy, and then use democracy to establish permanent tyranny. Because if America falls, the entire world falls. And if the entire world falls, then that means humanity falls. And it gets absorbed into this globalist woke mind virus of critical theory and Marxism, which leads to nothing but one inevitable outcome, which is the entire collapse of civilization itself. World War III with nuclear weapons, World War IV with sticks and stones, and then we won't see freedom again for humanity until centuries upon centuries or even millennia from now, when some clone or remnant of the United States of America is reborn on some radiated continent out of some other miracle led by brave men akin to George Washington and others who established this republic. Stay with us, folks. More news and clips on the other side. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com. I plugged the InfoWars MD products at the end of the last segment. Make sure you take a look, speaking of World War III, at the Life Select Storable Food 25-year shelf life. Get an Alexa Pure water filter when you order 3, 6, 9 months, or 12 months worth of your storable food so you have a safe way to prepare that food in the event of a total breakdown of civilization. Stay tuned for more on the other end.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. we are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
War.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning. You will be joined again by your regular host, Harrison Smith, next week. We will be hosting either tomorrow or Friday, and we will have other guest hosts as well throughout the remainder of the week, as I will be out of town. Let's just start with one of our favorites here. Let's go to clip number 7 here. Harry Sisson tells CNN that tons of young people are coming out of the woodwork to ask, how can we support Kamala Harris? Watch Harry Sisson lie right here on CNN. It's hysterical.
And so your friends who were like, who are you? You're out here doing politics. That's awful. What's wrong with you? What are they saying now?
Yeah, so I've had people I haven't spoken to in a long time, kind of in just friends I also speak to who are not interested in politics, reaching out to me saying, how do I get involved? How do I help Vice President Kamala Harris beat Donald Trump? And for me, it's just shocking. I just haven't seen anything like this.
Wow, you're interested in what I do. Okay.
Okay. So youthful people, youthful voters are just reaching out to Harry Sisson because they're all friends with him. And they're talking about how excited they are about Kamala Harris and how hyped they are about Kamala Harris. How can we get involved? People that were not supporting Biden because he was too old. But now that Kamala Harris is the candidate, people are just coming out of the woodwork to help Harry Sisson because of his amazing combed hair on this CNN broadcast. This is the woman here in clip number 15 that young people apparently are so excited to get behind.
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy, you know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact, oh, it's so strong. in terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. So strong in its nature. And it is very fragile. It will only be as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
Okay, that was a totally meaningless statement. But you gotta keep in mind, the 18 to 24 year olds in the Harry Sisson demographic love Kamala Harris because of comments like this, clip 14.
And it's a specific phase of life. Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. Really bad decisions.
Okay. All right. Well, if we know anything about the 18 to 24 demographic, we know that they love being patronized, like clip 12 here. This is Officer Harris delivering speeches as if she's reading a children's book to the audience. I mean, it's just insulting to see. And I don't think she's trying to insult you. I think that she's just retarded. And so this is what happens when a really dumb person reads to someone. They read as in the way that they like to be read to. Let's run clip 12.
Which brings me to May 30th, 2020. Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. They suited up. They waved to their families. And they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories. They strapped in to their seats and waited as the tanks beneath them filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. And then they launched. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Millions of Americans watched that day on the hills and sand dunes of Cape Canaveral, in living rooms, dorm rooms, classrooms, across our nation. We watched Bob and Doug's rocket rise from the launch pad. We watched it climb into the sky and then disappear from our view. For the first time in almost a decade, we witnessed American astronauts launch an American rocket from
into an American outer space.
And for the first time in history, we saw astronauts reach orbit in a capsule built and launched by the private sector. 64 days later, we celebrated as those astronauts splashed down safely off the Florida coast. Bob and Doug together have written the first page of a new chapter in the history of American space flight.
Well, she's so popular. I mean, you can just see it in clip number three we're going to run here, where Chuck Schumer says, we are here today to support, throw our support behind Kamala Harris, to just resounding applause in the room. Run clip three.
So now that the process has played out, from the grassroots bottom up, we are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm clapping. You don't have to.
Unbelievable. No one loves her. No one likes her. And maybe it's because she makes comments like this, where she says what she's going to do in the first 100 days here in clip number eight. I think this might be the reason that there's one applause from a leftist political class deep state hack and a room full of silence as she patronizes and debases our republic. Clip 8.
And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action. And specifically what I will do is put in place a requirement that for anyone who sells more than 5 guns a year, they are required to do background checks when they sell those guns.
Multimedia marketplace.
I will require that for any gun dealer that breaks the law, the ATF take their license. And by the way, ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Well, the ATF has been doing a lot of the A and the T, but not much of the S.
Unbelievable. Well, let's give her a little break here. She's got the support of Maxine Waters, who I like to refer to as Vaccine Waters. This is clip number 11, just talking about, of Maxine just talking about just the abundance and greatness and resounding amazingness of Kamala Harris's career.
Knows how it all works now. She's worked at the White House. She's a vice president of the United States, and she's smarter than Trump. And so, if they come after her,
yeah,
she's going to get them.
You know her. I mean, she was the attorney general of the California Senator.
Right.
Talk about who she is as a person. I know her a little. She's a lovely person. What do we need to know about her?
Well, I think what you need to know is she was a determined person. She had a good career because she concentrated and worked at having a good career.
She worked on something.
She moved right up the ladder into the Senate and into the vice presidency.
Yeah.
Well, it was all because she is strong and she believed in herself,
mm-hmm.
and she came from strong parents, and so it never dawned on her that she would fail.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was that kind of strength and that kind of courage and that kind of belief in self that I think defines her.
Yeah.
You know, and she did all the right things for the most part in terms of how you climb up the ladder.
Yeah.
I don't care what they say.
Yeah.
She trained well. She went to school. She did well. All of those things that she was taught to do. And so I think she'd be seen and understood as a woman who was always on a mission.
Yeah.
She was accomplished. She succeeded.
So was it really just her determination and perseverance that is the explanation for her success? Is it really the fact that she comes from good stock? She had good parents. Is that what determines her success? Is it the fact that she just never allowed it to even occur to her that failure was an option? Is that why Kamala Harris has been so politically successful? Or was it more along the lines of something like we see here in clip six?
Yeah, and then there's the DEI press secretary telling you that the DEI vice president is the future of the party here. And so the future looks kind of dim for the Democrats here, but this is no shocker either. Kamala Harris, she's the original Hawk Tua girl. That's the way she got where she is. And the party's going downhill if it's in her hands.
That was tough. That was harsh.
That's true. That's true. She started out on her knees and she made it all the way to the White House. Better blow jobs than no jobs, am I right? Am I right? Now you get three crappy jobs instead of one good job. Now you can struggle to make ends meet for 18 hours a day while you work from shift to shift, place to place because of Kamala Harris, folks. We're coming up on a break in 1 minute. More clips, more news. We've got body cam footage that we're going to show on the roof with the dead shooter just laying there. And it's very interesting to hear this conversation on the other side. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Laura Loomer is joining us at the bottom of the hour. So in 34 minutes, we will be joined for 30 minutes by Laura Loomer, who's going to give us all of the details and updates that she can regarding the health of President Biden. And it will be a joy to have her as well. But great news coming up on the other side. Make sure in the meantime, you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Another tab. Don't close the broadcast to do it. Don't shut down your phone. Don't stop listening in order to accomplish it. Just open up another tab. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. That's DrJonesNaturals.com. Check out Next Level Foundational Energy, all the other amazing products as well. Nitric Boost is amazing on InfoWarsStore.com. All of our products are the best. I believe in supplements now that I've worked here and used them. I take them every single day, and they change my state of mind and well-being immediately. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Invest in your health and be the reason we are still on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? Mmm,
I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser.
You guys ready for another wild conspiracy? This is one of those ones that just can't be true, but it's obviously true. So this one's inspired by Joe Biden being missing for 5 days, resigning from his campaign through a X post that was not on stationery and with a weird signature. No one really knows what's going on there. Dig into it for yourself. And then he appears, first public appearance in a while. He's apparently not sick anymore. He's looking great. And everyone's commenting on how he, like, his back looks hunched. He looks like he's really sick or something, but I was noticing something really different. See if you can notice what I'm noticing here in just a second. All right, he's walking up the stairs. All right, he's walking up the stairs. He's like, he's charging. And now listen, I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying this is a thing in the real world that you should be aware of as you watch what's going on today and making your own assessments about reality. The CIA has been using Mission Impossible skin masks, like on your face, for like 40 years. Tony Mendez is famous for pioneering that work. This is from Legacy of Ashes, one of the best sourced histories of the CIA ever written. Here's another one from Surprise, Kill, Vanish, written by Annie Jacobson. This is a direct accounting from Billy Woff, a special forces / CIA operative that was wearing a Dinka disguise back in 89 to disguise himself as like an African dude. He talked about how his mask didn't fit very well back in like 89. If you haven't already seen the footage of the CIA's ex-disguise chief talking on TED Talk stages and stuff about when she briefed President H.W. Bush in the White House Oval Office wearing one of these disguises and he didn't realize it, I got some news for you.
The office I worked in was like the Q in James Bond. One that has to stand out. I went to the White House, mm-hmm. and I briefed George H.W. Bush, the president at the time, while I was wearing a full face mask. So we're sitting like this close together, and I'm telling him that I'm going to show him the best disguise that we have. And he's looking for a bag, like, where is it? I said, well, I'm wearing it, and I'm going to take it off.
My husband was Tony Mendez, and he was played by Ben Affleck in the movie called Argo.
Aliens and robots?
Yes, sir.
You're telling me that there is a movie company in Hollywood right now that is funded by the CIA?
Yes, sir.
Are there many actors in Hollywood who also moonlight as agents, do you think?
I think there are probably quite a few, yes. I think probably Hollywood is full of CIA agents, and we just don't know it. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to discover that, you know, this was extremely common.
They didn't mention it in the movie, but Tony had deep connections to Hollywood, to the tradespeople out in L.A. that did a lot of things we were interested in doing. Well, L.A. did have some ideas, of course. That's what they do for a living. They introduced us to a new concept. They said, what you are calling an operation, we call a performance. That's what we do. We put on performances. And before we start working on that performance, we have to define the stage that the performance is going to take place on. Then you have to know who your audience is. Who are you playing to? Who are you trying to fool? Then they showed us some tools that they used. The one that really caught our eye is what's called a stunt double mask. You all know how they're used. When the movie star is so famous, or so good looking, that they can't risk damaging him. We liked the idea of stunt double masks. They're quick on, they're quick off. They dramatically change your appearance. And we started using them and found them to be valuable to our operations. But that audience piece of it did not allow you to get close enough to one of those masks before the illusion fell apart and you saw it was a mask. So we went back to our disguise labs out at Langley, and we invented a whole new genre of masks. Masks that are
all right, folks,
so good.
Make sure that you follow Ian Carroll. Absolutely astounding work. Very talented. He's been a guest on the show before. He's a friend of the network. For the remainder of that video, and stay tuned for more incredible news on the other side, folks.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This is the end of us, the end of our species, the end of humanity, the end of humankind, the end of it all.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning.
Radioactive isotopes being added to water supplies all over the country. They've got robot helicopters with airborne...
We've got Laura Loomer coming up in 22 minutes and 23 seconds. Very excited to have that conversation. I want to just jump right into it. There was some body cam footage that was released yesterday. This is clip number 10 of some law enforcement, Secret Service on the roof with the corpse of the shooter, assessing, discussing what had happened. Very alarming stuff here. Let's jump right into this clip and unpack it on the other side.
So we don't know. So this is the guy
Beaver County sniper team that sent the pictures out. This is him.
Okay. All
right. Rifle's right there, obviously.
Got it. So the bike in the back. Is he on that bike?
We don't know.
So we're just treating that as suspicious device.
Correct. One second. I believe the sniper that seen these and sent the pictures is right inside his building. Michelle, is Greg in there?
So they saw him and sent pictures.
If you go to that window that's open and yell for Greg, that's the sniper that sent the original pictures and seen him come from the bike and set the book bag down and then lost sight of him.
Okay.
He's the one that sent the pictures out. I don't know if you got the same ones I did.
I think I did, yeah. He's like got his glasses on and he's...
So we had the picture of that.
I got that.
Okay. And then this is his bike with the stuff. And our sniper seen him walking away from that, I believe.
Okay.
But he would be right inside that window. He's the one that physically seen this, sent the pictures, and called it out.
Okay. So, and we have somebody detained, correct?
That I don't know.
There were two people detained on this side. All right. Our guy that was just up here told me that there's a guy detained. He's the owner of the bike. And I said, no, that's the owner of the bike.
Yeah,
basically, when I got
we've been up here, so we wouldn't know that information.
We just hold ass. We got everything.
Right. Got it.
We helped
No. No problem. Is that all your stuff?
That was one of our
things. So someone came up looking to treat him.
Yes.
Copy. Gas is off to the building, just so you know.
Thank you.
ESP had some.
Yeah, they do. I talked to the guy. They were those people detained were filled.
The water was notified. They authorized.
Maybe they were involved. Maybe they weren't.
Will start somebody.
Other than that, I haven't heard anybody.
Well, I think it's. The guys that saw them filming were like, oh, they were filming us and then filming the guy up on the roof and then filming us. And then when the shots started firing, they like, tried to run away.
Watch him take a phone call here while he's walking around on the roof.
You know, I'm not saying
there's a dead body of the shooter laying there.
It's up in the air right now, right?
Right. So
hello?
I have no problem detaining them.
Heck,
but,
again,
I'm just trying to detain
for
those guys, find out what they know, who they are, whatever. I'm trying to get clear information to relay back to D.C.
Bridge control to the water tower.
We have one shooter deceased.
I think there's three
victims in the crowd. Did you guys hear that, too?
I'm not sure.
So I heard one deceased, two white fighters.
I know two helicopters did take off.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know how many.
Hello?
Victims. Yeah, I'm just standing next to a dead body.
We have access to a drone. Where is this water tower?
Any LE?
No, incorrect. I will try to confirm.
See the water tower in the background there?
In the van. Did he survive? Copy.
Speaking of the water tower, I want to run clip number four here. This was a SEALs team sniper saying the water tower is exactly where he would have been if he was sniping that day. Let's run clip four.
I'm just going to say it. Are you aware, sir, that many Americans believe this was very likely not a lone shooter, but a coordinated assassination attempt? Have you been getting those messages from people like I have?
I have not, sir.
You haven't? Well, there's a lot of people in this room that have been getting the same messages. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that a lot of Americans are like, this doesn't add up, this doesn't make sense, guys? How could this many things have gone wrong, right? Like the things I pointed out, a 20-year-old kid, 150, got 150 yards of the President of the United States with an AR-15, flew a drone to conduct site surveillance, was spotted with a rangefinder, ranging targets, then lost, had advanced explosive devices on him with no military training. Nobody was placed in the most obvious spot to conduct counter-sniper operations. I was the sniper in the SEAL team's colonel. As soon as I got out of the SUV and I saw that sniper, that water tower, I was like, that's exactly where I'd be. Put me right there. So obvious. After partisan attempts to bankrupt him, imprison him for 750 years and countless depictions as a modern-day Hitler, are you surprised, sir, that a lot of Americans are like, maybe there's more to this story?
I wouldn't begin to speculate about what the American people think, sir.
Colonel, did your team make entry and conduct investigation at the suspect's home prior to this shooting?
Excuse me, sir. I've asked that question.
Did your team make entry and conduct any investigation at the suspect's home?
I believe we had people that participated in that securing of it. There were bomb assets that we provided.
Mr. Chairman, can I have 30 more seconds?
Yeah, I'm letting everybody come.
Okay.
On the night of, since then, none.
Did you get any reports from any of your agents of anything fishy at the home?
I was briefed on.
Was there any silverware found in the home or trash?
I have nothing in the briefing that I was given, sir.
Was it extremely clean, almost like a medical lab? Were you given any of those reports?
I was not given any of those details, sir.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing. Interesting.
Very, very alarming details there. And just to remind you and really drive home the fact that this was allowed to happen, let's just go straight into clip number 13 here. Video showing numerous people pointing out the shooters. I know we've shown some of this before, but I want to just emphasize this, and we're going to unpack it.
He was doing his job. I wouldn't even be doing this. I get some beautiful places to go.
Look, they're all pointing.
The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there.
They're arguing that it's a lack of resources.
He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
He was partially responsible for this.
And
they were looking at him out the window.
What's happening?
And the military will take back the White House, because if we do, we're going to make America better than other people. We're going to make it.
Yeah, look. There he is.
Because we have millions and millions
officer.
Of people in our country that shouldn't be here. Dangerous people. Criminals. We have criminals.
He's
we
on
have
the roof. He's
drug
right
dealers. We have people that
right
should
here.
Not be here.
Right on the roof.
Much
yelling up into the window where Secret Service is. He's right there on the roof. Come on. And if we can accidentally give Ukraine billions upon billions of dollars in addition to the billions upon billions of dollars that we intentionally give Ukraine. Why is it that we can't have assets or posts on the roof there? Why is it this is allowed to happen? Let's run clip number 5. Dear U.S. taxpayers, just to let you know that while the president is being assassinated and denied Secret Service resources, this is the type of thing that's happening for the benefit of Zelensky in Ukraine. Clip number 5.
Oddly. Following up from some announcements earlier this year, during the department's regular oversight of our execution of presidential drawdown authority for Ukraine, we discovered inconsistencies in equipment valuation for Ukraine. In a significant number of cases, services used replacement costs rather than net book value, thereby overestimating the value of the equipment drawn down from U.S. stocks and provided to Ukraine. Once we discovered this misvaluation, the comptroller reissued guidance on March 31st, clarifying how to value equipment in line with the financial management regulation and DOD policy to ensure we use the most accurate of accounting methods. We have confirmed that for FY23, the final calculation is $3.6 billion, and for FY22, it is $2.6 billion for a combined total of $6.2 billion. These valuation errors in no way.
We accidentally gave you $6,200 million. We didn't mean to.
The provision of support to Ukraine. And while the DOD retains the authority to utilize the recaptured PDA, this has no bearing on appropriated USAI or Ukraine PDA replenishment funding.
Look, if you're not a conspiracy theorist now, I don't know what to tell you. If you haven't realized that this is all a setup, that this is all deep state crap, this is all staged, planned, intentional for the sake of conglomerating all world political power into one new world order government, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, even the lefties, even pop culture, even just normies are starting to wake up and realize this. This is from Kill Tony the other night. Clip number 16. It is censored, but there is one instance where they missed bleeping out the F word at the end. So just be mindful of that, guys. Let's run clip number 16.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. Anybody else in here like the truth? I don't trust the government for shit. I don't care what they tell me. They're like, hey, you should drink 8 glasses of water a day. I'm like, why? What's in the water? Is this why everybody's gay? Because I'm not having it. You understand? Some of you guys are like, but I'm gay. Stop drinking the tap water. What do you want me to tell you? I used to believe in UFOs. Anybody believe in UFOs? Aliens? Yeah. I was right there with you. And then Hillary Clinton said they're real. And I said, nope, the demons. No wonder they're so into anal. You guys upset that that vaccine's not working? I was pretty disappointed. You know, I made a lot of plans. I signed my dad up for his 5th booster, but the fucker's still alive. All right, let me get out of here.
I love it. Leonardo Joni.
Well, there you go. And in response to all these conspiracies, which have played out right before our eyes over the course of the last several years, especially, this is what they give us in clip number 9. This is what they give us as the solution, as the next leader of the United States of America, as the next leader of the free world, as the next most powerful person in the world. This is who they have brought. Clip 9.
Well, well, well. You know, I knew this day would come. I knew it would come, you know? And I felt it in my ovaries, and I'll tell you something. I didn't think that sticking all those needles in that Biden doll would help, but here I am. We're gonna have so much fun. Now, I've been a little busy since the news broke, and, you know, I was galvanizing with many donors. And I asked my good friend Jean-Claude Van Damme Pierre to help me with my acceptance speech. So, here goes nothing. Oh, say can you see? Okay. By the dawn's Early Light. Jean-Claude, I don't want to talk about Don in the speech. It's okay, I think you're confused. Yeah, hanging around Joe just really fucked you up. All right, I'm going to do this my way, all right? I got this far. Okay. America. And Willie. Get ready. Because it is time to unburden what has been.
Yeah. The crazy thing about this is it's making fun of her, obviously, but it's so close to reality that it's almost not funny at the same time. I mean, that's, if Kamala Harris had done the exact same thing, I wouldn't be surprised at this point. Would you be surprised at this point if Kamala Harris had done the exact same thing in the exact same way as that comedian did? I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever. And so after all of these conspiracies, after they shut down the entire economy, after they allowed a manufactured virus to spread all over the world, after they forced us to wear masks for no reason, after they forced us to stand 6 feet apart, after mom and pops all over the country shut down, making unemployment rise to record highs, after they inflated the currency, printing 40% of all dollars that have ever been printed in the course of the last 4 years, after they declared themselves dictators in response to the Supreme Court ruling a couple of weeks ago. Keep in mind, Joe Biden came out and said, we can't allow Donald Trump to get elected because now the office of the president is a dictatorship. It's like, whoa, you're the president though. So you've just declared yourself dictator of the United States of America. After they lied about his cognitive decline, and it wasn't until this debate that it came out. After they used him to secure all the delegates to just hand them over to Kamala Harris. All in the name of protecting our democracy, ensuring that no voter had a single vote to determine the candidate for the president of the United States of America from the Democratic Party. After countless wars, whether between Israel and Hamas or between Russia and Ukraine or between China and Taiwan as they're catalyzing right now before our eyes, after the total collapse of the economy, after the impossible feat that is buying a house today, after healthcare costs skyrocket, after life expectancy is lower now for the first time in the history of humanity, basically, other than when the bubonic plague manifests during the Middle Ages after the fall of Rome, virtually everything being worse, they present to us the wonderful, esteemed, divinely inspired Kamala Harris as the solution to our problems. The most vindictive, debased, debauched, cackling criminal that I have ever seen that doesn't bring a modicum of talent or intelligence to the office. Only identity politics, only DEI. People vote for her by the groups in which she belongs to without any reference to any of her individual characteristics or competence whatsoever. Who started out on her knees and worked her way to perhaps the highest office in the world. I think she's going to be president of the United States before this election even happens. I think Joe Biden's going to be either dead or just totally resigned because of health reasons before this election even happens. But I just cannot believe the Democrats have the audacity to bring to us this moron as their solution. So I think that the pollsters are right. The experts are right when they say that what we're seeing right now is a honeymoon phase, is an artificial inflation, similar to the artificial inflation of our currency, the artificial value of our currency. It's an artificial inflation of her in the polls by the mainstream media's push. And what people need to remember is the mainstream media, the corporate press, the private political press, is only a fraction as powerful as it once was 10, 15, certainly 20 or 30 years ago. No one, except for in nursing homes and in lobbies, the doctor's offices, or waiting for a plane at the airport, no one watches mainstream media. No one watches CNN. No one watches MSNBC. And when they report the numbers of the people who watch, you got to keep in mind, that's anybody who's watched for at least 60 seconds. That's how the Nielsen ratings work. It's like 60 or 90 seconds or something. That's what counts. So if you're flipping through the channels, you watch 60 seconds of the news, and then you flip to another channel, you count as a viewer. So they report 3 million viewers a day. Yeah, 3 million people a day watched for 1 minute, and that counts all of the bars. It counts all of the doctor's office waiting rooms. It counts all of the hotel televisions. It counts all of the airport televisions. But you look at their numbers on major platforms like YouTube when they stream, it's abysmal compared to the number of people in an X space or watching InfoWars broadcast. I seriously believe that InfoWars has more listeners and viewers, actual listeners and viewers who actually watch and view, listen regularly, than any of these mainstream media outlets except for maybe Fox. Maybe Fox is beating us during primetime hours. That could be the case. I'm not sure. I think it depends on the day and the broadcast. And when CNN comes out and brags about the 70 or 80 million people who watched their broadcast, they disregard the fact that over 200 million people watched and listened to the debate on X alone, in addition to the 80 million viewers that they had on cable. So that means that X itself is like, what, 3, 4, sometimes even 5 times larger than CNN when it's hosting exclusively, supposedly, the most breaking debate and the most pivotal debate, consequential debate in the history of U.S. politics that was viral by virtue of Biden's clear cognitive display of cognitive dissonance and decline. So they're dead. Point I'm trying to make is they are going to push with all of the power they have left. It's like the final Kamehameha wave of Goku fighting Frieza, just right at the end. Just no strength left. This is the Hail Mary. They're pushing with all the strength they have left, but they're suffering from political press polio. They are atrophied. They are not as strong as they once were. They are limping to the battlefield. And they're going to give this little boost with all the muscle they have left, with all the energy they have left. They're going to give this little boost to Kamala Harris. Everybody's going to act like everybody's on the same page. Harry Sisson's going to go on and comb his hair like a fag and just do this lie thing where he says, all my little friends have reached out to me after Kamala Harris tells 18 to 24-year-olds that they're the generation of stupidity or the demographic of degeneracy, demographic of stupidity. And then she reads, you know, patronizing speeches to them as if it's a story to be read to a 3-year-old child. I mean, she's literally giving speeches the way that my wife and I read stories to our 3-year-old daughter. But she's speaking to a room of adults because that's how little she thinks of you, or that's how stupid she is. So she just thinks, oh, this is how I would like it read to me. So I'm going to read it to you like this. They're going to push, and she's going to show a boost in the polls for the next 1, 2 to 4 weeks. Then there's going to be a compensation the other direction. There's going to be doubt the other direction. Oh, she's just not holding up like we thought she was. And she can brag all day long about securing the delegates that she's secured. But you know who else secured enough delegates to be the nominee for the Democratic Party but isn't the nominee for the Democratic Party? Joe Biden. So you think that securing enough delegates to be the nominee for a party which seems to have unilateral control over who its candidate's going to be without any reference or regard for the voters of its base, do you think that's enough to shoo you in, Kamala? Do you think that's enough to ensure that you're actually going to be the candidate? Sorry. Rude awakening for you. I'd be worried about somebody else like Hillary. I'd be worried about somebody else like Michelle Obama. I'd be worried about somebody else like RFK Jr. because I don't think you're going to be the candidate, Kamala. You might be the president, but you're not going to be the candidate. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I've been wrong a million times. But we are seeing an artificial blow up of Kamala Harris that is not going to manifest in any presidency for her beyond January 20th of 2025. She is a one-hit wonder. This is her single. This is her closing time by Semisonic. This is her Flock of Seagulls, I Ran. She's never going to have another hit. We're not going to hear her on the radio ever again. We're not going to see her on TV ever again after this. She's doing her tour because of her hit song. Nobody wants her to play any of the other songs on the album, to say any of the other things that she has to say. They just want to hear this one hit, and when they get sick of it, they will throw it away like a piece of trash that she is. Folks, stay tuned. We got Laura Loomer coming up on the other side. Laura Loomer is among the most talented journalists in the history of journalism. She's the host of Loomer Unleashed, which you can find on Rumble at 8 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you can find all of Laura's work at Loomered.com. Follow her on X at Laura Loomer. That's that's at LAURALOOMER or Loomered.com, LOOMERED.com. Stay tuned for more on the other side. In the meantime, visit InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we are still on the air. keep us on the air through this historic election to save humanity.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning, and we are joined by the great Laura Loomer, who has been totally unleashed over the course of forever, but especially the last 30 days. Laura Loomer was right. It all started, what, 3 weeks ago now, when you
reported that there was a medical emergency on Air Force One. Everybody said, oh, you're lying. And then all this stuff plays out. Everybody is from Charlie Kirk to Ryan Fournier, whatever the hell his name is, are tweeting about this medical emergency, not citing you. You had the information first. What happened? What's next? Just take it away.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me on this morning. And look, I think that if anybody's used to this, what I like to call content thievery, it's InfoWars and Alex Jones and everybody that works at InfoWars, where you say something and people call you crazy. They call you a conspiracy theorist. They say that you're lying. And then you see all the mainstream media people and all the neocon conservatives come back, whether it's, you know, 2 weeks later, or, you know, it was 17 days in this case, or 3 months later, 6 months later, or maybe even a year or two later, or in Alex Jones's case, sometimes it's 10 to 15 years later. And so it's just really interesting. And we've seen the way that a lot of these very elitist, more mainstream neoconservative types in the media who now, you know, they want to pretend like they're America first. They want to pretend like they, you know, appeal to the America first base. They want to take credit for reporting that isn't theirs. But without fighting too much over, you know, who broke the story first, you are correct, Chase, in that I did post this report first on July 5th. And I said that Joe Biden was having a medical emergency on Air Force One and that press had been denied access, which was entirely true, because press had been scheduled to travel with the president on July 5th. And then, of course, he was delayed and they were told at the very last minute that they would not be able to travel with him as planned. And so people said, oh, you know, this is not true. My story got 20 million views. If you look at it online, you can see 20 million views is what it received before it was community noted. And then the community note just said, oh, well, the White House press pool denies these claims. Well, the White House press pool has denied for the last 4 years that Joe Biden isn't a dementia patient.
Right.
They've been denying
the
fact that
the White House press pool.
They denied the fact that the election was stolen. They denied the fact that the borders open. They denied the fact that COVID vaccines are killing people. I mean, honestly, since when do we trust the White House press corps? When do we trust the Biden administration? So now it's come out. And the fact of the matter is I was not on that plane. Okay. So do I know exactly what happened in every capacity? Was I there to record the incident as it happened? No, I was not. But we do know that there was a medical emergency that took place on the plane. And now you see 17 days later exactly what I said about Joe Biden having a neurological incident, having a medical emergency that required emergency treatment took place on the plane. And these other people who are stealing my reporting are just adding their own alternative facts to it to say things like, oh, yeah, well, the plane, you know, had to fly so fast that it was shaking. Well, yeah, I already said that. The incident happened on Air Force One, and people said, well, Laura, if that were the case, then Joe Biden would have been greeted at the tarmac with ambulances and police cars, and there would have been a spectacle, and there's no way that they would have been able to get away with this.
Is Air Force One like a hospital already?
Exactly. So people are just very ignorant to the fact of the matter, and that's that Air Force One has hospital-like facilities on board. Okay. They have their own kitchen where you could have a personal chef cook you full blown meals. It's not just little snack packs like on a regular airplane.
Right.
They have an OR room, which means that the doctor and the traveling physician to the president of the United States who travels with the president. This is standard for all presidents, not just Joe Biden right now in his current state, having spoken with Ronnie Jackson, who of course was the White House physician for Bush, Obama, well, Biden then too, because he served with Obama and also President Trump. I asked him, I said, so let me ask you a question. If the president were to have a medical emergency on the plane, they wouldn't necessarily have ambulances, right? And he said, no, absolutely not, because there's an OR room, an operating room. There's a full-blown pharmacy, everything that you need to deal with a medical emergency, IVs, everything is on Air Force One. And so really, they would have had everything they needed to carry out an emergency type reaction to a medical emergency mid-flight to deal with Joe Biden. But of course, you know, it's a lot easier to just demonize and call your competition in the media a conspiracy theorist
Because look, I just hit a million followers on Twitter.
Congrats.
Just like Alex Jones is now back on Twitter. We have more views than some of these mainstream media networks get.
Almost all of them.
With all of their hosts combined. So yes. Alex Jones, for example, has more social media followers than majority of the Fox News hosts combined.
Yes. Just like he's had over 300 million impressions in the last 30 days, Laura.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And I would say that my impressions are likely the same. I mean, just last week alone at the RNC convention, my videos received over 100 million views. Just yesterday, some of my videos had over 47 million views and in one post alone. So I'm one journalist. And what people need to understand is that this habit of community noting people and calling them conspiracy theorists and saying that they're not legitimate journalists is a way to try to cut independent journalists who are not receiving funding from multi-million dollar
right.
networks.
We are the competition, so anything they say about us is inherently a conflict of interest.
Yeah, and they say things like, oh, Laura Loomer is just an independent journalist. How would she have the sourcing that she has? I'm very plugged in. I'm very connected. I have had meetings with President Donald Trump. I have literally flown on President Trump's plane with him. I'm not trying to brag about that,
sure.
But I'm just saying.
I'm not bragging they act or anything, but I called this 15 years ago.
But they act as if I don't have access to people who have literally served as president of the United States before, like, you know, I didn't end up working for President Trump, but as the New York Times reported, he literally hired me in his office. So the fact that they want to try to say things like Laura Loomer doesn't have legitimate sources, Alex Jones doesn't have legitimate sources when they say that they're anonymous sources, but then you see the media citing the same exact thing.
Right.
Now that it's okay to talk about the
Laura Loomers and the Alex Joneses are the people that sources reach right. out to when they don't trust the mainstream media to report accurately the story, right? So when you realize exactly. that the private political press has been hijacked by the left and the deep state, and you have a story against the left and the deep state, you don't go to the enemy with the story. You go to Laura Loomer. You go to Alex Jones.
Exactly. And so they think that, oh, why would Democrat sources close to Joe Biden be talking to Laura Loomer, Alex Jones, or any of these people? You'd be very surprised, especially now with the civil war taking place within the Democrat Party, right. where they literally just blackmailed Joe Biden and said behind closed doors, reportedly Nancy Pelosi told him, we're going to 25th Amendment your ass if you don't step down and allow for Kamala to be the nominee. That's blackmail. And so they have known that Joe Biden. And I'm not saying that's exactly what she said, but even Democrat political consultants and MSNBC is reporting that Nancy Pelosi said, we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. And the hard way, of course, if you read between the lines, is simply we will 25th Amendment you and force you out and you will not have right. a legacy of your own because we will force you not only to step down, but also to resign the presidency. So, you know, the American people need to know this information. And look, obviously, this information is now finally coming out. It's not like it's been a surprise. We saw 3 weeks ago, NBC News ran with a headline story, Chase. Oh, conservatives are floating this wild conspiracy that Joe Biden is going to drop out of the presidential election. So a wild conspiracy theory, is that a wild conspiracy theory? Because last time I checked, Joe Biden is supposed to be delivering an address to the nation tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to talk about that so-called wild conspiracy theory, which is, in fact, not a conspiracy theory since Joe Biden just decided to drop out on Sunday evening, the day before Kimberly Cheadle, the director of the Secret Service, was set to testify about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And now, what do we see? As we're doing this interview right now, Chase, what do we have? We have Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, having his hearing right now, testifying before Congress about this attempted assassination and the fact that the FBI, which has been politically weaponized against Donald Trump for what? The last over, what, 9 years now? They spied on his campaign. They're in charge.
Yes.
So, of course,
inherent conflict of interest,
timed.
Laura. We got to cut
this
the break really quick. We'll be back
ignore.
In 4 minutes. We'll unpack this on the other side.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are,
are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. We have Laura Loomer on air with us doing outstanding reporting as always. Laura, my goal for the next 10 minutes and 23 seconds that we have together is to hear from you on these three questions. First, what was the medical emergency on the plane, if you know? Second, did Biden really have COVID last week? And third, is he dying right now, as has been rumored?
So as I said, Chase, I was not on that plane, sure. But from what I have reported and other people now that are jumping on the bandwagon with my reporting from July 5th, it was a type of neurological medical emergency that has really stemmed from his declining condition. And of course, we know he has dementia. We know that he's not in good health. And so it was a neurological and cardiac incident. And so now we are also hearing reports that this so-called emergency that they're trying to say happened in Las Vegas, which, you know, I really have said that these people are ripping off my reporting. Yeah. They're trying to say that it was a TIA, which is a transient ischemic attack. And it's a neurological issue, and it can have cardiac implications as well. Basically, a TIA is a mini stroke or a precursor to a full-blown stroke.
His voice sounded like he'd stroked when on the audio recording.
And so it would be in line with what I reported on July 5th as well about it being a neurological and cardiac type medical emergency. Because when you have a transient ischemic attack, okay, you sometimes develop the same symptoms as a stroke, right? It's very similar. You'll get facial paralysis. You'll get a sense of paralysis in your hand. You will start slurring your words. Your body will experience like extreme temperature changes, either hot to cold or cold to hot. And also you may find yourself in a tachycardic state, which will make your body feel like you are having a heart attack. And so generally what happens is when somebody has a TIA, they have to be examined. They have to undergo CAT scans. They have to undergo testing. They have to undergo EKGs. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is you're monitored. You're monitored for at least 72 hours because 30% of people who suffer a TIA will then experience a full-blown stroke in the aftermath of having a transient ischemic attack. And so it aligns with the timing that they have kept him isolated. You know, saying that he had COVID and had to take a regiment of what do they say, Paxlovid, the medication that they said they gave him for COVID, aligns with the same amount of time that somebody would need to be monitored and examined quite closely if they had suffered a TIA. I would explain also why his voice was slurred and why he almost sounded like he was speaking with a stutter during that phone call, which many people believe was a recording the other day with Kamala Harris when she flew to Wilmington, Delaware. And so, yes, I stand by my reporting when I say that Joe Biden is dying, because he is dying. He's been dying for a while now, and he is in the terminal stage of his illness. Just because someone's dying doesn't mean that they're going to be on their deathbed just dying overnight. But right. You can be on your deathbed dying terminally. Terminal illness means that you have a year or less to live. Mm-hmm. And my sources have told me that Joe Biden is now in the terminal stage of his illness, which has been exacerbated by the medical emergency that he had on Air Force One. And so what does this mean? Well, it means that Joe Biden could have 3 months to live. It means he could have 6 months to live, or he could live for another year. Terminal illness just means that doctors think that your prognosis is so bad that you will likely be dead within a year. Now, we've seen outliers. Of course, that could mean that you have a day to live. We don't know what that means, but we have seen in the case of Jimmy Carter, for example, who is also terminally ill right now in hospice, that he's been in hospice now for over a year. So sometimes people surpass the deadlines given to them when they get a terminal illness diagnosis, and sometimes they die much sooner. But I stand by my reporting when I say that Joe Biden is dying, and I would not be surprised if he does not make it to January 2025. I strongly believe that we're going to see Kamala Harris be sworn in. I'm not wishing death upon Joe Biden, but the American people are going to see tonight when he addresses the nation at 8 p.m. how much he's declined even since the last time he gave his debate performance with President Trump. And if it is certain that the medical emergency that he suffered was a TIA, and I strongly believe that to be the case, you will see recognizable changes in his facial movement, perhaps some sloping of his face.
Right, which would explain why he called in instead of doing a video into that meeting.
It would explain all of that. And so, again, I was not on that plane, but as I reported on July 5th, it was a neurological and cardiac incident. And I backed that up by showing as well that Joe Biden has had multiple visits at the White House, late night visits, seven hour long visits that have ended, according to White House logs, at midnight with cardiologists from Walter Reed Hospital and neurologists who specialize in Parkinson's. And I broke that story about the logs showing that they were there. I didn't break the story about the Parkinson's specialist, but what the New York Post reporter missed when he said that Biden was meeting with the Parkinson's specialist was that he also was meeting that same exact time with a cardiologist. And if you were to experience a TIA or some type of a stroke, and you could have multiple incidents over time, you would need to be examined by a cardiologist and a neurologist, because as I said before, I'm not a doctor, but you could talk to any doctor or healthcare professional. When you have a TIA, you can go into a tachycardic stage, which would require you to also be examined by a cardiologist along with a neurologist.
Wow. So obviously there have been rumors that he has Parkinson's. I'm told that Parkinson's is a form of dementia. It seems like he's got a number of different things going on. My question for you is, had this medical emergency not occurred on Air Force One or even more recently in Vegas, as is reported, do you think that the soft coup would have still taken place that we witnessed over this weekend, getting him out of office?
Well, I think that the debate exacerbated things. I think that they had the full intention of running Joe Biden all throughout this election season. Yeah. But, you know, look, the American people are no longer just going to sit there and say, oh, okay, well, I guess Joe Biden is just a well-intentioned old man who just happens to be forgetful. Isn't that what Robert Hur called him, right? An elderly man who was with good intentions who was a bit forgetful. No, this isn't as simple as, oh, you know, he's a doting grandfather who just happens to have some senior moments here and there. This is far from, oh, Joe Biden is just a gaffe machine, the way that the Obama administration tried to brush it off. When we were witnessing, even back in 2014 and 2015, the early signs of Joe Biden's dementia. Don't forget, Barack Hussein Obama famously said, never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up.
Yes.
Now, of course, we're live right now, and I'm not going to say that expletive in its full form, but anybody watching this can go fact check me right now and go see that Barack Obama did say that about his then vice presidential candidate, Joe Biden. And it was known then that he was a screw up. It's known now that he's a screw up. And I think that the polling in the aftermath of that debate, where we saw President Trump shoot up 7 to 10 points in swing states, beating Joe Biden, really scared the Democrats. And that has, of course, down ballot effects, because we're not just talking about a presidential election, Chase. We're talking about whether or not Democrats will maintain control of the Senate, whether Republicans will maintain control of the House. And if the Democrats are going to surrender and say, okay, you can have a Trump presidency, they're going to want to keep control of the Senate and hopefully get back the House, since we have such a slim majority right now. But if they lose complete control of the Senate and Republicans maintain control of the House and Donald Trump gets back in, well, of course, that's going to be very bad for the Democrats, which is why you saw Nancy Pelosi and others threaten Joe Biden, because you're now starting to see a down ballot effect.
Yes. Do you think now, we just got about a minute and a half left, do you think that Kamala Harris will actually be the Democratic candidate? She's bragged that she secured enough of the of the votes to get the nomination, but Biden had enough of the votes too. Do you think they're going to find out in the polls that she's equally, or if not worse, in terms of popularity, and push her out too?
Look, I don't know if anything's going to be certain right now, but Kamala Harris, of course, has received enough delegates to certainly be the Democrat nominee. But there's one big kingmaker in the room who has still not endorsed her, and that's Barack Hussein Obama. And I don't know whether he's holding out to see if this so-called woman of color, which she's not even really black, let's be honest, she's Indian American, can actually beat Donald Trump. We don't know. I don't know if Barack Obama will endorse Kamala Harris or not, but I do think that him withholding the endorsement suggests that maybe there's going to be a brokered convention in Chicago come August, when the Democrats have their convention. And you've seen that there already is this upset faction within the progressive wing of the Democrat Party that is saying, hey, this is not what democracy looks like. You essentially robbed us of a primary season. And you have a lot of Democrat voters that are saying that this is not okay, even though the Democrats, of course, have now pushed their full-blown propaganda machine, the mainstream media, into full effect, trying to convince you that Kamala Harris is so hip and, oh, she's so cool with Gen Z and, oh, don't worry, this is what democracy looks like. The Democrats have no idea what democracy looks like. They like to incite violence against President Trump by saying that he's a threat to democracy. But as he said the other day during his rally, he literally took a damn bullet for democracy. So what are the Democrats going to do to preserve this idea of democracy that they claim but clearly do not hold so dear?
Well, Laura Loomer, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you. She is unleashed. Follow her at Laura Loomer on X and visit Loomer.com right now. Thank you so much for joining us today, Laura.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. but people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Everything is in context. My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, "I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?" You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
Do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America? Then,
no.
Do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education.
According to the book, Biden leaned over to Pete Buttigieg at the podium to his right. They barely knew each other, but Biden was looking for someone to share the moment with. Well, he said, that was some effing BS.
Kamala Harris will easily go down as the worst vice president in U.S. history. Her rise to the office has left a trail of mediocrity, confusion, and betrayal.
Well, the Klan was what we would call today a domestic terrorist group.
Why? Why would we call them domestic terrorist group?
Because they tried to use fear and force to change political environment.
And what was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
The catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now, the hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought, and extreme food insecurity. And then there are the long-standing issues, the root causes, the lack of climate adaptation and climate resilience, the lack of good governance.
That Kamala Harris maintains an enemies list. Journalists who make her mad. Harris, Politico reported, quote, tracks political players and reporters whom she thinks don't fully understand or appreciate her life experience. Her life experience, like growing up in Canada?
But her facade is quickly disintegrating. As Politico reported, Vice President Kamala Harris's aides are in a panic, stating that she is effing up and perhaps shouldn't be the heir apparent for 2024's presidential race because she could not defeat whomever the Republican Party puts up.
And then they launched.
Yeah, they did.
Do I see people testifying? Can I get a witness?
Democrats start trying to play the race card. I want y'all to understand this. Kamala is not black. Her kids is not black. Her husband is not black. She does not come from black culture. So don't tell me I got to support Kamala Harris because she's black. The race pander from the Democratic Party got to stop. It's really that simple. Thank you for listening.
As a black woman living in the United States, I am telling you, do not vote for Kamala Harris just because she is black and just because she is a woman, especially if you are a Christian watching this, and if you have the voting ability, vote for the person that God wants in office. Now, I'm not going to say whether that is Kamala or Trump or whoever, but what I do know is that one side is very clearly pushing for godly principles to be established, and one side is pushing against those principles.
But you're also Indian American, and I'm just curious.
Indeed.
What's the best? How do you describe yourself?
Did you read my book? How do I describe myself? I describe myself as a proud American.
If Harris can barely handle
make sure
the mainly
you call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. We're coming up on a break here in about 20 seconds. After this 1 minute break, we are going to be taking your calls as soon as the crew has a chance to screen them. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. 877-789-2539. Stay tuned for your calls on the other side.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, taking your calls throughout this hour. We're going to give the crew a chance to breathe and screen them. Laura Loomer just did an outstanding job, basically reporting that Joe Biden is in the terminal stage of his illness, whatever it is. We're not sure if it's Parkinson's, dementia, or some other illness, or combination of all of them. It seems like she has all the best details, and she has them first, which is often the case with Laura Loomer, also often the case with Alex Jones. You know, Laura Loomer is really good at reporting what's happening before anyone else. Alex Jones is the best at reporting what's going to happen next before anyone else. But so much craziness as this unfolds. And nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really understands what's happening except for Alex Jones and InfoWars. We understand the ramifications of what this political climate means for humanity next. We're on the brink of World War III. Our republic is totally under attack from within. The deep state tried to kill President Trump. They will try again. They will try to kill others because ultimately they're after you and they don't want to just kill you. They want to subjugate you to the extent that you bring value to their political agenda. And as soon as you switch from an asset to a liability, that's when they want to kill you. Just like they did with Joe Biden. He was a useful idiot. Now he's a useless idiot. And so he was stabbed in the back by his own party. Just like Kamala Harris will be stabbed in the back by her own party in this convention next month. If she thinks she's sitting pretty on a nomination here, she's got another thing coming. Now she could still be the candidate. But I wouldn't be sitting pretty right now if I was her. I would realize now that all of those in the leftist political elite class who lust for power have their sights set on Kamala Harris now. She is vulnerable. The party is vulnerable. There is a power vacuum within the party, and all of the most powerful heavyweights in this political leftist machine are vying for that power. They are being sucked in to fill the void in direct obedience with the laws of physics and the laws of power. Power cannot be created or destroyed. It merely changes form. And all of these variables are at play for this power so that they can convert into it. It can convert into them, and they can manifest in their self-worship and God self to pursue eternal life and eternal subjugation of middle-class Americans, working-class people, America first patriots. And there's only a few people standing in the way. There's Tucker Carlson, there's Joe Rogan, there's Alex Jones, there's Donald Trump, there's the Laura Loomers. There are others, but there's only a few people standing in the way. I mean, just remember what they did to our children during this pandemic, what parents realized during this pandemic about our education system and how there's no learning going on and there's only brainwashing going on. If anything good came out of the pandemic, it was the renaissance of homeschooling. In fact, I want to show clip number two. This is Mike Cernovich, brilliant commentator, on Tucker Carlson, diving into this a little bit. Clip number two.
What do you do about school? We do homeschool. We take them to a homeschool. So homeschool now is a beautiful, there's a revolution thanks to, ironically enough, COVID. So COVID, the only reason we're having these conversations is because of the COVID lockdowns, which shows that good can emerge from evil. If the COVID lockdowns hadn't happened, nobody would know anything about these schools, right? People don't think about that. People go, oh, the lockdowns destroyed the country. The lockdowns harmed the country in many ways, but we would not have known any of these problems were happening in school if people didn't have Zoom school, right? So Zoom school happens, people start paying attention, and then they're pulling their kids out of school. There's more homeschoolers now than there's ever
been. Because they're finding out what the teachers are actually saying.
Yeah, and they're not, and that they're not even learning.
And meanwhile, as people wake up to the atrocity that is our Department of Education, the education system itself. I can't even remember what year the Department of Education was started, but it was remarkably recently. 3, 4, maybe 5 decades ago. It's a fairly new thing. So this idea that we have to have this Department of Education to oversee all public education is just asinine. And when the federal government gets involved with education, whether it's regular K through 12 education or whether it's higher education, that's when we begin to see the indoctrination of the state. That coupled with hyperinflation, forcing both parents to work full time, multiple jobs, you have to hand your children over to the state so the state can raise them until they're young adults. And what you get from that then is the Harry Sissons of the world. What you get from that are the Destinies, omni-liberals of the world. These leftist lunatics who are educated beyond their intelligence and indoctrinated beyond their character to the extent that they just become zombified NPC activists for a leftist ideology that is set to destroy all of humanity and enslave the entire population to a global political class. And it sounds terrible when you hear it. It sounds like a conspiracy theory. It sounds loony, remarkably stupid. But what has history ever told us or taught us about power other than that those who have power seek two things: to maintain and grow their power, to expand it. And when conspiracy is conducive to political success, to the conglomeration of power, to the manifestation guaranteed of an unbridled power, then conspiracy is what will be done by those with power to ensure its maintenance and expansion. And we have witnessed time and time again, decade after decade, for over 100 years now, the political class of the world conspiring together to ensure their total control of humanity. And it's taken one world war, it's taken a second world war, and it's going to take a third world war, because the only path to one world government is world war. Every single time a world war happens, there is an increase in globalization, an increase in globalism, an increase in the power of the global political class, which is right now forming the early stages, the fetal stages of a one world government. When these organizations like the UN and NATO and the World Economic Forum and the International Monetary Fund begin to merge. And instead of being separate entities with separate interests, they begin to merge into one entity with similar interests, and they begin to align, and all of the variables begin to sort out in the formula, and the math just starts to add up to the ultimate final solution, which is a globalist government over the entire population. And the only thing standing in the way is national sovereignty as a concept, as a metaphysical principle. So whether it's Russia or China or the United States, national sovereignty is mutually exclusive to globalism. There cannot be a single sovereign nation left in the world, especially not a superpower, if globalism is to work. And that's why we see this war against America, Russia, and China all at the same time, as these globalists pit us against each other to weaken each other, to be reduced to rubble. Let's go to Jerome in Nashville. Jerome, what is on your mind this morning?
What's happening, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
All right. We're going to go to another caller because Jerome can't hear me. Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, what's on your mind, buddy?
Got you.
Hey, can you hear me, Jefferson?
Is it working? Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Uh-oh. Yeah, it's a malfunction.
Okay. For some reason, the callers aren't able to hear me.
That's a malfunction.
What we'll do is we'll go away from calls for a minute while the crew figures that out. Sorry about that, guys, and then I'll go back to you. Stay on the line, though. Stay on hold. We don't want to hang up on you, because I'm going to go back to Jerome and Jefferson after we get this buttoned up. In the meantime, I do want to show you this clip. This is clip number 17. I believe this was in Nepal. But if you want to see an example of civilization collapsing right before our eyes, if you want to see an example of what globalization and globalism does to the infrastructure of the world when you have people like Pete Buttigieg in charge of transportation, when you have people like Joe Biden in charge of infrastructure, it manifests and propagates and ripples beyond our own borders into the global landscape. And you see more and more stories like this time and time again. This is clip number 17. Everybody died. Great tragedy. Meanwhile, we've got Joe Biden claiming that he's done more for Palestinians than anyone else. You look at B-roll for 15 seconds of what Palestine looks like. I'm sure that they don't feel the same way. Kamala Harris receives enough delegate support to win the Democratic presidential nomination. Yeah, we'll see. Political analysts, Biden's withdrawal from presidential race has left Democrats in turmoil. Correct. Trump's would-be assassin reportedly flew a drone over the fairgrounds before the speech and could have dropped explosives on Trump. We already knew that. And we showed you the body cam footage. I know Jerome wanted to talk about this in Nashville, but doesn't seem like our phone lines are working right now. But stay on hold, folks, because we will go back to it. Let's go to Jefferson. Jefferson, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound wonderful.
Fantastic. You know, I was listening yesterday, and Julie called in, and she told you Kamala Harris is ineligible to be vice president or president because she's not a natural-born citizen, and you conflated the 14th Amendment with Article 2 and told her she was wrong.
Excuse me. I looked that up afterwards. I apologize for that.
Well, I mean, this is a common thing. It's done all the time that people don't seem to recognize it. To change Article 2 from its original understanding, which was the father, the mother have to be citizens.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be born inside the United States, although they relaxed that in 1790 because they recognized that making them be born inside the states was a disqualifier to a country that hadn't been settled yet.
Right.
So they didn't want to disqualify children that were born in territories that weren't states yet.
Right.
But everybody thinks the 14th Amendment somehow changed the rules. And that's just become the common wisdom, and academia has now brainwashed people into believing fake definitions that are provided on places like Cornell's Legal Information Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we're never going to be able to push back on this properly or effectively, and Kamala's going to get to be the president of the United States while she's not eligible to be president because she has zero naturality in her citizenship. If you believe she's a citizen under the 14th Amendment, which is actually still in question because people like John Eastman have said her parents weren't here legally. They were here on non-immigration education visas that they overstayed. So they weren't under our jurisdiction at the time of her birth here in California. And on top of that, Jamaica has a special rule that if you're a Jamaican citizen, when you have a child anywhere else in the world, that child is automatically a Jamaican citizen at birth as well. So she can't be a dual citizen of both Jamaica and the United States and be a natural born citizen of the United States at the same time. Those two things are mutually exclusive. So, you know, I've tried to get on any number of times and have an extended conversation where we can go over all the mistakes the hosts sure. here at InfoWars make. And it's hard to set up, but I appreciate you just put up the right website, usnaturalborncitizen.com, where all the mistakes and conflations and confusions are explained as to how academia and the judiciary have basically conspired together to make us all not understand what a natural born citizen actually is. And yeah. we conflate it with something that's very simple, which is a citizen at birth. Well, lots of citizens at birth are not natural born citizens. If you're the child of a citizen from another country and an American citizen, and you're born in the United States, you're clearly a citizen at birth, but you don't qualify as a natural born citizen because you have dual citizenship at birth and you could be a citizen of another country. This is what right. the standard was created to not let happen.
Right. So there's no conflict of interest. So somebody that has loyalty to another nation couldn't be the president of this nation. It's an inherent conflict of interest. Seems like common sense.
Right. But it's very hard to get people to think along those lines because yeah. they feel like they're being discriminated against. Now, in the beginning, when they made this rule, 99% of the population or more were all citizens all at the same time. So you couldn't mate with a non-citizen if you wanted to.
Right.
But over time, the population has changed demographically, and there's lots more people that are not citizens in our country that you could mate with. But that would mean your child would not ever be eligible to be president unless you change the rules by amendment. Article 2 can't be changed by legislation or some other amendment like the 14th that never mentions anything to do with Article 2. But people think the 14th Amendment somehow changed Article 2's understanding because it begins with all persons born. And I'm saying that's not a disqualifier of anybody. All persons born is everybody that's ever lived.
Right.
So it's a subset of the population that they're getting to be created by the qualifiers that follow all persons born inside the United States or naturalized while subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So there's all kinds of qualifiers in there for the all persons born. But people see all persons born and they think it means everybody born in the United States is a natural born citizen, even though it doesn't say that. It says they are equal to the naturalized. If you're merely born here to non-citizen parents, your citizenship is exactly equal to being a naturalized citizen,
right.
which is a disqualifier, not a qualifier.
You right, but you're not a natural-born citizen. You're just equal to a naturalized citizen. Is that right?
Right. You're a citizen just as equal as a naturalized citizen is, who is equal to every other citizen except the natural-born citizen who gets to be president if they're 35 years of age and they've been resident 14 years. So it's not even automatic for the natural-born citizens that are the children of two USA citizen parents. They still have to be resident inside the United States for at least 14 years
right.
to be eligible on top of being 35.
Right.
So if we had changed the rules on this sort of thing, then we would have seen a change in the residency requirement, and we would have probably seen a change in the age requirement. If I wanted to make a non-natural born citizen eligible, I certainly would say, well, you have to be resident for 28 years and you can't be president until you're 50 years old, not 35.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would know they had changed the rules on a natural born citizen rather than speculating that they did. So we're in this strange world where
has the Supreme Court yet ruled on this? It seems like it would be a good time for the Supreme Court to rule on this.
Well, we can't get them to rule on it unless we can get Ken Paxton to bring what's called a writ of quo warranto motion against Kamala Harris. If we could get him to do that, if we go down the street and talk to Ken Paxton and make him aware that Kamala is in violation of Article 2 and tell him why and help John Eastman explain it to him, he might actually take up the charge and we could be responsible for having made that happen.
Wow. All right, Jefferson, I'll see what I can do. Thank you so much for calling in and reigniting the conversation on this. I know you've called in before about this, and part of the reason I want to go to you is because I knew you were going to speak about this in context of some of the conversations we had yesterday. Jerome in Nashville. Jerome, can you hear me now, man?
Sure, I can. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Very good. Okay, so I just had two quick points. The first one is the shooter, Crooks. There's video. I think I saw it on your channel,
yep.
on your thing. The shoulder doesn't move, which indicates that there was no shot fired.
Well, maybe not in that specific frame that they captured him. I think he was crawling around.
That's true. But and then I looked at the body cam footage that was released recently. There's no shell casings anywhere.
That is bizarre. Now, is it possible that they could have rolled off the roof? Because the blood is clearly pouring off the roof because of the slope, famous slope. Do you think obviously if the casings are perpendicular to the slope, then they're not going to roll off. But would there be any reason that they would have picked them up?
Well, the rifle had been moved.
Yes.
The rifle's 25 feet away from the body.
Yeah, I think they moved the rifle because it's probably standard operating procedure that you move the rifle away from a shooter, even if they're dead.
That's very possible.
You're right. I don't see any casings laying around. Does anybody in the crew see any casings laying around? I don't see them, man. That's a good point. And you'd think if it was really a crime scene with evidence, you would leave everything as undisturbed as possible. I mean, you'd move the rifle away from the threat, even if they're dead. I could see that. But there should be casings littered around.
I agree with you on that. Now, the second point, and I'll keep it short and sweet. This is a complete conspiracy theory.
Okay, I love it. You called the right place.
All right. So check this out. The deep state found a doppelganger of you, a malnourished doppelganger.
Of me?
Of you. I think you would look like him if you were about 100 pounds less and 20 years younger.
If I was 20 years younger, I'd be 13.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
All right. Who is this?
So the friend guy who looks like the reporter who's reporting and exposing their stuff to discredit what is being reported. I told you it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Well, hey.
But anyway.
If the government's finding doppelgangers of me, I'm flattered. If they're trying to do deep fakes of me, I'm flattered.
Well, you know, I would want to be off the radar in that regard, but, yeah. You know.
Well, you're on the radar now, Jerome. You called in the InfoWars. You're on a list.
Oh, great. Well, then you can follow me at NSA Leak on X.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, thanks for your call. Very interesting observation, though. I'm glad you called me that observation. Where are the shell casings in that body cam footage? Wouldn't they be undisturbed? Interesting, interesting stuff. Chuck in St. Paul. Chuck, what is on your mind?
What's going on, Chase? Geyser, how the hell are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Just want to I didn't realize what you guys were talking about, the assassination stuff, but I just want to kind of bring quick attention, if you give me about a minute here, maybe two.
Sure.
But I got a thing in the mail. Our power company, XYZ, they're the only ones offered over here in my area where we just moved to. So we move here. I get a thing in the mail saying, hey, we're going to come put smart technology on everything in your house, your smart this, and all of a sudden they gave me a thing saying, like a smart meter, right?
Yeah, so they can control the temperature
back
of your
home. I'm just like... Yeah. Back in my head, it's from years ago when I was watching with Alex how Colorado and Denver, when they shut all the AC units off and claimed it was a climate emergency, right?
Right, but they just did it to save energy. 21.
Yeah. So call them up. I say, hey, what's this all about? You don't have the right to touch my stuff. You know, I want to be a consumer. I'm darn if the little polar bears up there might not have an ice cap. Cool. Survival of the fittest. My problem. So I go over there, get through one caller. She passes me on to another person. Took another day to have them finally call me back. And this is after waiting like 40 minutes.
Finally
on
got in touch with Greta. She goes, how dare you?
She was staring at me. Oh, it's awesome.
How dare you?
How dare you? Oh, my childhood.
Hey, that was really good. Anyway, so what happens?
XL finally sends out a thing saying, hey, you know, you can come to this town hall, come talk to it. It's like a 30-minute drive for me. I go all the way up there. I walk in, and it's just like you got the Department of Commerce, you got Minnesota, this, that. You got Keith Ellison's left-hand, you know, rainbow person. Mm-hmm. You got like, I kid you not, like 15 to 20 representatives from XL Energy itself. So I'm the only guy in there. By the way, I'm rocking my 1776 shirt.
And awesome. Got my pistol because
Minnesota's open carry, and I'm just like, nah. I'm the only citizen there. So go up there. They tell you, do your holy name for the file. Do that. And then I look over at the, I'm guessing it's one of the main guys who represents the shareholders. It must have been Larry Fink's, like, you know, cute little wannabe guy over here. Same glasses, same everything, maybe a foot shorter. I'm just like,
Chuck, you got 30 seconds till we go to break, man. What happened?
Yes, sir. So I look over at Mr. Larry Fink, say, hey, it's because you and your shareholders, which are, by the way, everyone, XL Energy is owned by BlackRock, call them out on that. He all of a sudden folds his book up at the end of the meeting, runs out of there. All of a sudden, they wanted to try and charge me extra for having someone come to my house because smart technology is sexy. So call out XL Energy, get through to them, show them that you're not going to put up with it, and they will back down.
Awesome, man. Thank you for that call. Wise stuff there. If you ever have anybody want to put smart technology in your home, fight like hell. Chuck did. Chuck won. Stay tuned, folks. We got more calls coming up in the next 32 minutes. On the other side of this break, visit InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason we're still on the air. Stay tuned for your calls on the other side.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person. Because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you. Because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the ElectraPure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. Your calls for the next 27 minutes before the great Alex Jones takes over on The Alex Jones Show at 11 a.m. Central. Always a historic broadcast from the broadcaster of all broadcasters, Alex Jones himself, the man, the myth, the mystery, the legend. Cal in New York. Cal, what do you think is going to happen with Kamala?
Chase, what's going on? How's everything? Can you guys hear me?
Sound great.
Fantastic. I just want to thank the crew. I want to thank Owen. I want to thank Alex. I want to thank Harrison. I want to thank you guys for all the information that you guys have been providing to us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I just want to let you know that I don't think that there's going to be an election this year, because by the way that they're going, I think that there's going to be a catastrophic event that's going to make them, that's going to lock us down, and they're not going to even make us vote. They're going to instill a new president. That's what I think.
Who do you think it's going to be?
That we don't know. I doubt it's going to be Trump because they don't like them. But, you know, I'm a Trumper, and I hope it's going to be Trump. But I have no idea. I want to say Gavin Newsom. That's what I want to say, because they're definitely not going to pick Kamala Harris. That's for sure.
Man, if they were going to install someone, I think it would probably be Hillary, though, because Hillary is like the lapdog of the CIA.
I agree with you on that, but I just think so many people on the left dislike her now for all the crap that she's pulled on, from all the information that has been put out on her. But I mean, I could agree with you on that too. Somebody, I mean, you know, she's the one that has the most power. She's the one I think that's behind all of this, to be honest with you. So the assassination attempt on Trump, I mean, everything that's been going on. So,
well, it's only a matter of time before they start installing people. I mean, first the elections don't matter, and then they just stop doing elections altogether. Even Klaus Schwab came out in the last year or two and talked about predictive programming, but used the phrase prescriptive programming, where he suggested that in the future, the world won't even need elections because artificial intelligence will be able to determine ahead of time who would win if we had an election, and they can just install leaders that way. I mean, that's how asinine and crazy and just maniacal these people are. Jeff in Maine. Jeff, what are your thoughts, man?
There you go.
Hey, Jeff.
Chase, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, you sound great. What's up?
Hey, awesome. Yeah, so I don't know. We talked about the debate quite a bit, but just to go back on that, if you go to the end, when Joe's getting helped off the stage, I had to replay it a few times. There's fake steps. Three out of the four steps look fake. Look at their steps as they're going down. I think that's why he almost stumbles a little bit, because he thinks there's multiple steps. And if you look at
it's like a screen almost, like there's one step and then there's just, it's like lights.
Interesting. Exactly. So the gaslighting is just unbelievable.
To make it look like the stage was more elevated.
Yeah, exactly. And that's probably why they didn't let Trump go the other way either.
That's crazy, man. I tell you what, our callers today are on it with the observations. No shell casings on the roof. Fake steps for Biden to try to walk over. What's going on? What is going on? Nothing is real, Jeff.
I know. Hey, I'm there with you. I've known about this for a long time, and I appreciate what you guys are putting out there. I don't want to hold up the lines, but thank you, Chase. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Harrison. Thank you, Owen. And
Is desk even really here? Is it here? Is it real? Robert in Florida. Robert, what's on your mind?
Chase, I saw an article that was talking about there's several states that Joe Biden's name cannot be taken off the ticket, and for some law that they have, to where by default the delegates would go to Trump, and I want to say it was 20 to 30 states.
We know that it doesn't matter what the law says, right, Robert? It doesn't matter what the law says. It doesn't matter the fact that the Democrats didn't even elect their nominee.
Right. I agree with the last caller and what you just said. I think they're going to install a president. It's going to be Hillary because she has to be in. She's so narcissistic. But also they talk about their agenda, that it was supposed to be Obama and then Hillary. Then the hiccup happened. Their puppet failed. And now Hillary's going to come in and set the example on how to be a dictator.
Yeah. Well, That's definitely on the back of my mind too, Robert. Thanks for your call. Sean, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, I want America. Listen, there was a show, 9/11, where the girlfriend hacked all of the man's smart utensils and put him in his shower, and they think he burned his body to death. And then they found out that she was jealous and she hacked them. But that was on that show 9/11 years ago. But listen, you know that Trump missed his shot? When he could have put a logo and a patch for Trump for president on his ear, you should tell him that. And also, I'm in a household that's just torn politically. You know, one side is the left, the other side is the right. What do you do in your household to keep the calm?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Obviously, there's a lot of division among friends and families around politics. I've just adopted the mentality to go to war, and I'm just writing people off. I don't think that everybody has to support Donald Trump, but anybody who's a leftist that's going to vote for the Democrats at this point, I just don't even want it to be part of my life. I have no animosity toward them. I wish them the best, but you can get the hell out of my house. I'm not going to share holidays with you. If you're going to bring up politics, I'm just going to just totally disparage you and barrage you with why you're retarded at this point. I'm not going to bite my tongue. I'm not going to turn the other cheek. I'm not passing the salt and pepper. If we're going to get together and you're going to bring up politics and you're going to disrespect me, I will not say anything first. You're going to disrespect me. You're going to just be met with a litany of resistance. And the thing is, that's nice about being well informed.
Yeah.
Is you can win every debate or argument. Oh, well, Donald Trump wants to be a dictator. It's like, hey, the only president that's ever committed a crime in a shower is Joe Biden. If you read Ashley Biden's diary, what about Metabiota? You ever looked up the $23.7 million that they sent to Metabiota while Rosemont Seneca was invested? This is the most corrupt administration of history. I'm not allowing anybody to support it or its vice president or the DEI crap or the on the knees Willie Brown crap or the fact that they want to take away all of our guns and shut down all of our business. And help these major corporate elites and instill censorship at the highest levels of all big tech using the strong arm that is the federal government while they complain about the Supreme Court and try to expand it even though the Supreme Court said it was okay for the White House to encourage the censorship of American people. I mean, there is no way that I'm going to bite my tongue and allow these leftists, whether they're in my family or not, to have the final say at any dinner or holiday event. They can all go to hell. I don't care. I don't want to heal. I don't want unity. The unity is just a buzzword for uniparty. You know, bipartisan support is a buzzword for uniparty. You want unity? Get the hell out of here. I don't want unity. I want a divorce. I don't want unity. Unity is the most overrated thing since the word democracy. Democracy is overrated too. The number one cause of tyranny is democracy. So when I hear these leftists talk about unity and democracy and coming together, I want to tell them to shut the hell up. Get out of here. I don't want to share a country with you. I'm not sharing my family with you. I'm not sharing my home with you. Get out of here, Dave. Dave, what is on your mind? The color revolution. Let's go to Dave. Dave. All right.
Love it.
What's up, buddy?
Chasing fuego. I love it. I love the passion. Hey, first of all, I want to hat tip Jefferson. He's been screaming about
Jefferson's
Article 2, and we've been doing that here in State 48. Joe Arpaio led the charge in 2007 about the Kenyan, so we know all about that. But I was glad that Jefferson went through that long explanation. Yep. Really great information on the show today.
Absolutely.
I wanted to talk about the color revolution that started, that we recognized the Somaliopolis burned in May of 2020, right? Because the federal government is a backstop, didn't step up. The states didn't step up. We, the people, realize we're on our own. And I don't know if you caught this today from Senator Ron Johnson. They're trying to clown us now. There's two police officers that have sworn that they found 8 shell casings near Crook's body. First of all, an AR has a shell ejector. Mm-hmm. Those would be 20 feet from the body. They wouldn't be next to the body. And we know the 8 shots that rang out were not from the same weapon. So mm-hmm. Who are they trying to clown saying, we found a pile of 8 shell casings next to the body, which is in direct conflict of the video we saw today.
And the roof was sloped. So a lot of those casings, even if not all of them, a lot of them would have rolled off the edge. Dave, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We are going to a break. We'll be back with more calls on the other side. Stay tuned.
Your car
cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on earth at this point, for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we saw reports the shooter was using a rangefinder for an extended period of time before the first shots were fired on the President of the United States, Donald Trump. But it does appear that the video of the shooter, the body cam release footage, which shows his firearm several panels away on the roof, it seems like it's been moved away from the body, which makes sense. He would move the weapon away from the shooter even if they're neutralized. It appears, now let's look closely again, and I want to take this call from a Marine who's called in. Go ahead and go to him. It appears in the footage that there is no scope on the firearm. So I've heard mixed reports, but why would you use a rangefinder if you're using iron sights on a weapon? Maybe you can enlighten me. Marine, what's on your mind? Thank you for your service. I take it you're actually a Marine, former Marine.
We don't say former Marine. We say Marine veteran, but it's okay. I'll
you got
let
it.
Slide
Marine
on
veteran. I was told that you don't say ex-Marine, but you say former Marine. Now I'm being told that you say Marine veteran, so I'll correct. I'll pivot.
Yeah, nothing former about being a Marine, man. Once you get that Eagle Globe and anchor, it's yours forever.
It's like being a former CIA asset. There's no such thing as a former CIA right. asset. You're just a CIA veteran.
I hadn't noticed this myself until this morning that I said, why are we not seeing a picture of this weapon yet? Why are they holding this weapon back? Mm-hmm. You know, you think with the gun, with the gun nuts, them saying, hey, let's get rid of AR-15s. Let's get rid of eight. They'd be all over it, which we see it in the hearings. They're already on this on the Democratic side. But I've paused and took a screenshot of the same video that you're talking about. You're looking at where they're all on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a scope on that weapon. If you look at the rear of it, to me, now I'm not saying yes, no, maybe so, until they've got that rifle laid out to where we can see it, who knows? But that right there, that steel frame, if you pause that video, is pretty the only picture that we've had of this man's weapon. And to me, you're telling me a 20-year-old made a 150-yard shot with a reflex sight with no training. I understand he went to a couple of shooting classes or whatever. I'm telling you, as a Marine, that is a tough shot to make with a reflex sight. Now, Pat Fallon, the representative from Texas, said he recreated those shots. That was famous when he put up the target and said that he hit it X amount of times. I think it was 15 out of 16 shots with an ear shot, okay? That's a guy from Texas, probably had guns his whole life, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that's speculatory, but okay, whatever. He made the shot. The kid didn't. What gets me is, though, if that was my shot, 150 yards out, I'm using glass, at least 40 millimeters, you know, on the objective.
Mm-hmm.
I find it highly, highly suspicious. I find it very, very telling that the government will not come out and tell us, hey, did he use a reflex sight or did he use a scope? Did he use iron sights? But it's just like you were saying, Chase, you're looking at it too.
Mm-hmm.
That scope, if you look, I mean, that rifle, if you look back at the end of that rail on the top of it, there's a protrusion that comes up, maybe an inch by an inch by an inch. That is classic reflex sight. I mean, anybody that's played Warzone, Call of Duty, and don't know nothing about weapons,
sure,
knows that is a reflex sight on that weapon. And I'm just wondering why nobody is pressing this harder, because it goes to me how difficult the shot was. Yeah, Trump wasn't lying. 150 yards for a guy that shoots rifles all the time, or maybe stays in practice with a 22 or a pellet gun, you know, and understands about dialing a scope in, and you can even dial a reflex sight in. I just find it highly suspicious that they will not talk about this. I'm not going to tie you up anymore. Maybe y'all can put that up for the viewers on TV to look at and show them what I'm seeing, and maybe you'll get some other veterans call in. But this is highly questionable and suspicious that they won't tell us, you know, anything about this weapon other than the same old classic talking points. AR-15,
right.
You know. Get out of here. But thanks for your time. Doing a great job. Love you guys. Tell Alex. Tell Harrison. You know, everybody. Owen especially. You know, you guys don't stop, man. Don't stop.
Because
they're going to do everything to stop you. And just bear the brunt of it. Just take it and keep pushing forward. Adapt and overcome, as Marines say.
Well, thank you for your call and for your service. I appreciate it. Let's go to Julian in Key West. Julian, what is on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
Awesome. All right, so what's on my mind is I want to try to come up with solutions with our problem with America right now. You know, there's a bunch of propaganda going on, and they're trying to collapse the, our government inside out. And I think that everybody's scared to try to, you know, take back their government because of this January 6th thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's under my best interest and my 2.5-year-old son's best interest is that we give this country back to God. And I feel like there needs to be a movement made where, like, maybe I should do it. Maybe I should take the cross from Key West, Florida, and walk it all the way to the front lawn on the White House and remind everybody that this is God's country, not the Democrat, not the Republican, not nobody else, but God and Jesus Christ. And I feel like that would solve a lot of our problems. But at the same time, I am very, very worried about my family and my well-being as well for doing such actions.
I'll tell you what, that would be an epic statement for somebody to walk across all the way across the country, even from Key West all the way up to D.C. I mean, that would be Forrest Gump-level behavior where he famously ran across the country and picked up more and more people running with him. That would be an awesome thing to accomplish, and I would love to cover this. If you decide to do this, please send me a DM on Twitter at RealChaseGeyser, and I'll follow along and be sure to report on it as much as possible as you do it. Casey in Arizona. Casey, what is on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Chase? How are you doing, sir?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I wanted to call in about culture. I've seen a huge shift. I'm in South Phoenix, mm-hmm. and before, you know, you couldn't even say Trump's name. Now it's just all we talk about. Everybody's really coming around. It's nonstop conversation is, you know, what are they doing? Why are they doing this to Trump? Why'd they try and kill him? And before, you couldn't even walk around with a Trump hat on now. Yeah. And it's from every bit of culture.
Yeah, beautiful. And I'm hearing lots of reports like that. People are wearing their MAGA hats and they're expecting to receive backlash, but they're leaving restaurants with cheers, things like that.
Yeah. And nobody down here wants anything to do with Kamala. She is so unpopular.
Yeah, yeah. She's only popular with Montel Williams and Willie Brown.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to the Dilly Meme team. I mean, they're really a big part of that. Everything's south of culture, and I think they're a big part of it. So I just want to give a shout-out to them.
Well, thank you, Casey, for your call. I appreciate that. And I think you're right. I think the culture is shifting. I think we have time for one or two more calls. Let's go to Mike in New Mexico. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Great show today.
Thank you.
Very, very impressed with some of the astute observations of your callers.
I know. They've been great today.
They really are, man. Yeah, I think you bring out the best of people. I really do.
Thank you.
So my comment is a little bit off topic, but
it's okay.
You had a caller who mentioned polar bears.
Yep.
And it got me thinking. They're making the farmers, particularly in Europe, kill off their cows because they fart too much, which causes greenhouse gases. And you got Greta Thunberg and all them kind of people saying, oh, we need to do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to melt the poles and they're going to kill the polar bears and the penguins. Well, guess what? I think polar bears and penguins both contribute nothing to the ecology or the economy or anything. Now, I think if we were to take Greta Thunberg and stick her up on a North Pole with a rifle and have her kill off the polar bears, she'd actually be doing something and we'd be done with her.
Yeah, we don't what need do you polar think? Bears. Why don't you start with the animals we don't need if you're trying to reduce greenhouse gases? Then you can work your way up to the animals that we need to survive. Let's kill the polar bears first.
Right. And then the penguins.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting there, right?
I'm with you. I think that we should have a genocide of penguins. I think we should occupy the North Pole.
Absolutely.
Wipe everything out that lives there, declare it our own property, settle it, kill all the polar bears, and repopulate it with our own cows.
Sure. All they do is eat fish, crap, and fart. That's all they do.
Exactly.
Now, I guess there's a few.
It's like a suburban white woman.
There you go, buddy.
Hey, man, we've only got a minute left of the show before the great Alex Jones takes over, so I got to cut you loose, Mike. Thank you for your call. That was a blast. In the meantime, folks, make sure that you visit InfoWarsStore.com right now or DrJonesNaturals.com. That's DrJonesNaturals.com right now. All of the products are top of the line, incredible. They really work. There is something for everyone, regardless of your age or health issues or priorities. There is something on InfoWarsStore.com for everyone that you need to get. And not only is it an investment in your own health and well-being, preparedness for the apocalypse, which seems to be coming right around the corner, but it keeps InfoWars on the air, folks. We're under relentless attack from the New World Order. Free speech is under attack. America is under attack. Assassination attempts are happening to the President of the United States. And humanity itself is under deep state attack as well. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get something for yourself and save the world while you do it. Stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show on the other side.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. This is a special edition of The Alex Jones Show.